Welcome. My name is Tatanka Bricka, Chair of Local Station Board of KPFK. And it is now 10:32 a.m. Pacific time. So I want to welcome everybody this morning, zooming in from wherever you are on Turtle Island. And we have quite an ambitious agenda today. The time certain was not quite correct. It's more like a three-hour meeting if we all keep our commitments, our time commitments. And a couple of changes on the agenda as it was set out.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go over with you. Yes, point of order.
Ian Johnson from KPFK, the station board. I assume I'm being seated at some point. Point of order is that the time certain was, I guess, and the agenda itself were assumed in a non-posted, non-public, non-open meeting. And I believe that they're all illegal, that there's no bylaws requirement that our meetings be 3 hours, that we have a lot of work to do, and I'd like to see it get done. So let's cancel the time certain, please.
I hear you. There was nothing done illegally, I must say that. The board chair got together with the secretary. So, but we will add up the minutes and we will get time certain as soon as we can. And the time
if I may, Mr. Chair, the policies and procedures manual from 2007.
I'm going to, one of the things I wanted to say is I have a couple people who have agreed to stand in for me as parliamentarians because I'm still learning Robert's Rules of Order as we go, as we all are, important that we do now that the national board has come down with their latest, which is in the appendix. So, I have Stephen Meeks who I will call on if I want some point of order explained. And I also have, Fred Dodsworth to call on who has agreed to sit in as well. So, I'm going to go on with the meeting. We've been through this many times before.
I apologize, Mr. Chair, but I was not finished with my point of order and I was muted. My point is that there was no governance committee meeting publicly announced, which is what's required under CPV rules and California corporate code, as I understand it. We're supposed to have open public meetings, and that is the tradition of how our LSD agendas were set.
Thank you very, very much. Fred, I'm going to call you to weigh in here.
The CPB does not rule us. We would love to be ruled by the CPB, but that's not how it goes. We have been excluded from that, and we really need to keep on track. Otherwise, we'll just not get anything accomplished. So I recommend that you guys move forward with the agenda.
Thank you very much.
Point of information, who is Fred?
Fred Dodsworth is a PNB delegate and a KPFA LSB, and I chair the governance committee at the PNB.
Thank you.
Did the PNB not recommend that we comply with CPB regulations so that we can be eligible for them if we ever do have an audience?
This conversation is going on a lot longer than it should.
Point of order, may I be recognized?
Yes. Go ahead, host. Go ahead.
I would like to point out that the member who has not yet been seated is disrupting the meeting and being deleterious, and I would like to proceed with the agenda.
Yes, we're going to proceed with the agenda, and we try not to mute any people for a point of order that has already been answered. So
point of order, that comment made about a member impugns the member's motivation and is improper. The point that Myla just made.
I hear you. So noted. Opening business.
Where may I be recognized? Janine Rowe.
Is this a point of order, Janine?
It is. I want to agree that there's an issue, and also that California corporate code does rule. It actually supersedes our, you know, these items. So there's other items on the agenda that are in question because of California corporate code. So I want to make sure that we don't proceed without the recognition that California corporate code does have jurisdiction here. And I also see that parliamentarian John Tatum has his hand up. Perhaps he wants to comment as well.
So I will call on Fred Dodsworth.
And what is the question?
Will you please repeat the question, Janine?
I'm just making a statement that a California corporate code does have jurisdiction here.
Can you cite the sections?
Well, all of it.
No, that's not specific.
Thank you very much. Your point is, what is the language I use when the point of order is not recognized but not valid? What's the? I find your point not well taken. We have been through this, as many stations have, where in the beginning there's a lot of contention. We will proceed with the meeting, and we agree to disagree. Opening business.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Goes to an immediate vote.
Okay. We will call an immediate vote. Secretary, will you call the vote? Now the vote.
People get to argue. They get to debate a point of order.
No,
they do not.
You do not. No, that is not in Roberts. So the immediate point to debate, would you please state what it is?
No, there's no debate.
You
already asked the secretary to call the roll on whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair.
That's it. To uphold the ruling of the chair.
I believe Myla spoke without being recognized. And I also would say that we should clarify the what we're voting on. A yes vote.
That's what I was about to speak on. We're clarifying and what we're voting on. That the chair does not. What is the language, Fred?
When you challenge the chair, it goes to an immediate vote. There is no debate. It's if you vote yes, you support the ruling of the chair. If you vote no, you oppose the ruling of the chair, and it's a simple majority.
So, Secretary, please call the roll.
Yes, sir.
And I is to agree with the rule of the chair. Nay is to disagree.
Rodrigo Argueta. Welcome back to him. Christina Avalos.
Aye, ruling of the chair.
Doug Barnett.
Objection, is Doug part of the LSB? How?
Come back. Mike Bressler.
I pass. I missed the discussion. Sorry.
Tatanka Bricka.
I'll withhold until the vote is taken.
I would like to belay my last pardons. Rachel Brunke.
Nay.
Rick Cooper.
Aye.
Sue Cohen Johnson. John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Ace Estwick.
Yes.
Vic Garami.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney. I'll come back. Jan Goodman.
Yes. To upholding the ruling of the chair.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Are we still using the previous, not the new, members? Because I don't know if I'm seated or in limbo.
No, you have a vote now because we haven't seated the new members.
Oh, then I agree with the chair. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Brenda Martinez.
I'm going to withhold because I think we were a little bit out of order. We were supposed to get attendance first and things like that. So I'm just going to hold. Thank you.
Avelia Jones.
Support of the chair. Aye.
Oye, oye, po. Robert Payne. Nancy Perlman.
I support yes, but let's stop this nonsense and get on and talk about KPFK and all this point of order and point of information stuff is nonsense. Let's get with it, people.
Objection. That is out of order.
Myla Reason.
So was not recognized.
I support the ruling of the chair. This is Myla. I support the ruling of the chair.
Oscar Yula. Harvey Wasserman. Carlos Zavala.
I support the ruling of the chair.
And to go back to those who abstained, Rodrigo Argueta.
Can you just brief me, tell me what are we dealing with? You know, what was the...
To continue on the agenda as per the chair's decision.
To continue in the agenda as per the decision? Well, I abstain. I don't see what's the problem with that. Abstain.
Doug Burnett. Mike Bressler.
Abstain.
Sue Cohen Johnson. John Crumshaw.
I think he voted already, didn't he?
I was going to names which I had no response.
Okay, John Crumshaw, yes. To reiterate. Did you get that?
Yes. Sir.
Thank you.
Ariana Gladney. Oye, oye, Ipo. Robert Payne. Oscar Ulo, pardon me. Oscar Ulo.
Abstain, sir.
Harvey Wasserman. Mr. Chair, I have 11 ayes, 1 nay, and 10 abstains.
Point of order. Point of order. If I may, recognize. Might be recognized. This is Rodrigo. Just a point of order.
Who's speaking?
Yeah, Rodrigo. Yeah, a point of order.
Go ahead, Rodrigo. Make your point of order.
I just want to know. Did we call the roll? Or
no, we're trying to call the roll, Rodrigo.
Aren't we supposed to call the roll first? Dealing with anything else.
I thought so, but there's been points of order. So we're trying to get the roll called here. Okay. Did that answer your question, Rodrigo?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So what is the final tally, Secretary?
Check again. 12 in the eye. 1 nay, rest or nay, abstains.
Okay, so the vote carries. The chair, we can move forward. Let's call the roll now, please.
Yes, sir. Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Christina Avalos.
Here.
Doug Barnett. Mike Bressler.
Here.
Tatanka Bricka.
Presente.
Rachel Runke.
I'm here. Good morning.
Rick Cooper.
Present. Happy to be here.
Sue Cohen Johnson. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Ace Estwick.
Here for as long as I can stay. Might need to leave early.
Vic Garami. Ariana Gladney.
I'm sorry, Vic Garami here.
Noted. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Nikki Hahn.
Here.
Michael Heiss.
Here again with the caveat that I thought my term had run out.
Brenda Martinez.
Brenda here.
Avelia Jones.
I'm present.
Oye Oyipo. Robert Payne.
Robert Payne is trying to call in by phone.
Noted. Nancy Perlman. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Oscar Yula.
Presente.
Harvey Wasserman. Carlos Zavala.
I think I'm here.
To go over again for those who did not answer, Doug Barnett, Sue Cohen Johnson, Ariana Gladney, Oye Oyipo, Robert Payne, and to my knowledge, Robert Payne is trying to call in, correct?
Correct.
Noted.
He's weighed in on the chat.
Nancy Perlman. Harvey Wasserman.
Harvey's here, but he's muted for some reason.
All right. Could we give confirmation that Harvey is here then?
He's on the screen.
On the screen. I do not see him at present moment. You could give me a moment. Could he say something in chat to confirm that he is indeed here?
He is in the screen. He is on the phone line.
And he's muted.
Okay.
So do we have quorum, Secretary?
We have 18 present, one who cannot talk and is presently talking in chat due to technical issues, and we have 6 who are absent.
This is Sheila Goldner. I keep on not being recognized.
Who is that?
She's not a member of the LSB.
She's not a member of the board. This is board members taking role.
And point of order.
Who is speaking?
Fred Dodsworth.
Go ahead, Fred.
Is your chat open to people who are not members of the LSB?
Today, I believe it is.
Thank you.
So just for the point of order of people who are members, this is a business meeting of the members of LSB. There are 30 minutes time where in the agenda where you can speak. The rest of the time, you're listeners to a board meeting. Thank you. So did I get a count, Mr. Secretary?
17 present by voice, and there are three who are having chat issues.
This is Nancy Perlman. I'm on. My computer didn't like all that nonsense, and it disconnected me. I'm trying to get back on, but I'm on my phone. I'm in the meeting.
Right. Correction, then. There are 18 present and two having chat issues or connectivity issues.
That's fine. That's quorum. Okay. Quorum has been established.
And Mr. Chair, if I may?
Who's speaking?
The Secretary.
Oh, hi, Lee. Go ahead.
If I may also call the two non-voting members of the board, excluding myself.
Oh, yeah, the non-voting members, certainly.
Maggie LaPique. Stephen Meeks.
Present.
Hi, Steve. Was that you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so Steve is present.
All right. And that concludes the non-voting members of the board.
Thank you. Yes.
Hi, it's Harvey. I'm here.
That's Harvey Wasserman.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Harvey.
19 present then.
Okay. We have a quorum. All right. The excused absences, Secretary, who have we received excused absences for this meeting?
I have personally myself not received any excused absences. If any members of the board have received any notices.
And the host, do you know of excused absences? There are at least a couple.
Sue Cohen Johnson is here.
Oh, welcome, Sue.
Thanks.
Maggie LaPique sent in a report and said that she could not be here because of family obligations.
Okay. And I know that emergency just before this meeting, he's not a present board member. That's another one. Michael Heiss is not able to be here, and he asked for an excused absence.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you are.
I'm here, but I'll say again, am I like in the Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
As, you know, somebody help me out here.
I feel
folks such as myself and Sue Cohn Johnson are people whose terms have expired and were not new members. So am I like kind of in the Twilight Zone, or what's the bloody deal?
For a few more minutes till we vote on seating the new members.
Oh, thank goodness. I can hardly wait.
Okay.
Point of order. This is Rick Cooper. Just a technical thing. Since we are recording, the date was not mentioned. So we might want to say that this is November 8, 2024 meeting.
December. Thank you very much. I feel like I'm in the twilight. This is, to be amended, this is December 8th, 2020.
December 8th. Thank you, sir.
Of the amendment. Thank you, Rick. Okay. All right. So we are now, we have received two excused absences. Can I hear a motion to excuse the absences?
Tonka, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, host.
I'd like to move that we excuse the people who have requested excused absences. Who are those people?
Maggie LaPique and who did I just mention? I don't know. There's one other person I think, but I could be mistaken because I sent that on to the secretary. He doesn't have it. So it might have been last meeting. So that'll be it for now.
Okay. So I'd like to move that the absences of people who have requested excused absences be accepted?
I object. I don't know the rule of that.
I'll raise my hand, please. You know, my hand raised. My hand is raised. You know, can I be recognized?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I just want one clarification. We don't have to vote in order to see the new members. That's like you said, you know, okay, we're going to be voting to see them. No, we don't need to vote to see the new members. And then, also the non-voting member like Maggie, she doesn't need to be excused in terms of, practical terms, you know, basically, because she's not a active member. She's a non-voting member of this board. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll call on Fred to clarify that. Fred Dodsworth, please clarify what was stated.
Well, what he's just stated, I cannot speak to the first allegation, which is that members are not members until they're voted on. This is out of my bailiwick, but he's correct about the non-voting members don't need to be excused because they're not voting members.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for your comment. Rachel,
I guess then my comment is that she should be here, but I guess she didn't have to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so without objection, hearing no objections, that motion is passed on the excused absences. Okay, I want to state that we're going to reverse the order. I noticed that the issue that was brought up by on the first order of business, the motion on the Oscar Ulloa and Rodrigo Agueta should be pushed up ahead of, it should be the very first thing after we seat the new people. So it will go ahead of the PNB report. And I also want to state at this time that that I want to welcome Brenda Martinez, who is going to be our timekeeper for today. Our timekeeper dropped out right before the meeting for a family emergency. So thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
And I will give instructions. I know you stepped up, and thank you for that. In this first part, each of the board members, the present board members, are going to be asked to introduce themselves and take 45 seconds, okay? After 45 seconds, Brenda, you will say, wrap it up, and you can finish your sentence, and then we're going to go on. There are many of us. And then at the end of that, we're going to have our six new members introduce themselves. This is just so they can get a sense of who we all are. And it will be like, and we will ask them to say just one thing about themselves and then maybe why they decided to be of this service, to be a board member. And at the end of 45 seconds, they will get the notice to wrap it up, and then we will go on to the next person. So that's the next thing. And I would like to ask the secretary, Lee, to read off and welcome all of our board members in alphabetical order. We will go through that. And then we'll go back and welcome the new board members in alphabetical order. And this is for all of us to get a sense of each other. Go ahead, secretary.
Yes, sir. So I shall now start with listing off the present board members in alphabetical order. So we have Rodrigo Argueta, Christina Avalos, Doug Barnett, Mike Bressler, Tatanka Bricka, Rachel Brunke, Rick Cooper, Sue Cohen Johnson,
yes, hi.
John Cromshaw, Ace Estler,
yes, I am.
Vic Gurami, Ariana Gladney, Jan Goodman, Nikki Hahn, Michael Heiss, Brenda Martinez, Avelia Jones, Oya Oyaipo, Robert Payne, Nancy Perlman, Myla Reason, Oscar Yola, Harvey Wasserman, and Carlos Zavala for the present board members. For the For the incoming board members, we will now have Marisol Bioma, Linnell Centeno, Ian Johnston, Chapasha Luchembe, Jack Neff, Nancy Naparco, MD, Janine Ron.
Excuse, because you were a little muddled.
Nancy Naparco.
Is it just me or can other people not hear? Try it again, Lee.
Oh, we can hear Tatanka.
Okay. New board members, Marisol Bioma, Ninel Centeno or Centeno, Ian Johnston, Chipasha Luchembe, Nancy Naparco, Janine Roan, and Adam Wolman. So first up, we are going to have our present board members, Rodrigo Argueta Vargas, 45 seconds. And Christina, you'd be ready to chime in. Brenda, you'd be ready to chime in at 45 seconds, okay? To tell them to wrap it up.
And this is for what? Just a little presentation of who we are? That's what it is?
Yeah, it's 45 seconds who you are, and so they can get to know you.
Yeah, basically, name Rodrigo Argueta Vargas, member of the Spanish Language Association programmers at KPFK. Been working for radio station for over 20 years, you know, 20-something years already. And we work from 8 to 12, you know, every week. So, and thank you so much for being here, you know, to everyone. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Rodrigo. You set a good example for time. Next up, Christina Avalos.
Yes, I've been involved with grassroots politics for years, and I became more familiar with KPFK through Antonio Gonzalez's weekly program, and I see that it's so important to continue KPFK, and I'm here to support it.
Thank you, Christina. Doug Barnett. Mike Bressler.
I'm not a newly elected member, so I'm on the way out.
I know you are. They want to hear from you.
Oh, well, I'm a community college instructor. I'm a Sierra Club activist, and I've been a long-time listener of KPFK and want to see it survive, and it's needed now more than ever.
Thank you. Rachel Brunke.
Hello, all long-time, mostly Latin America solidarity activists. I started the Cold War Truth Commission to debunk not only this Cold War, but the first one. And if anyone's interested in participating in that, let me know. And here at KPFK, been a pretty good board member and helped make a rockin' town hall last month with Nikki. Thanks, girl.
Thank you, Rachel. Sue Cohen-Johnson.
Hey, I have been with KPFK and Pacifica about 40 years, and I was a membership director for 10 years, and I had a show, and I've done a lot of different jobs around KPFK, running the phone room and getting pledges, and a past board member, LSB board member, and I'm staying around to hopefully answer any questions folks might have who are
newbies or not newbies to the LSD and
Time's almost up. You can finish your sentence. Thank you.
3,000 years at Gmail. That's 3RD1000YRS at gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Rick Cooper.
Hello, fellow board members and incoming board members. I started at KERG Radio in Northern California, owned by Dan Healy. Was a DJ there. I worked at KHSU in Humboldt County. I was a talk show host and had award-winning show there. I went on to be a founder of KMUD Radio, the very activist station in Humboldt County.
15 seconds.
And I have worked 25 years in the film industry. I will be the second alternate seat now, as I'm going off the board. And if I'm needed, I'll be happy to come back. There's many things I'd like to do to help the station.
Thank you, Rick.
Especially in presentation and whatnot. And thank you so much for your time and having me here. Thank you, Tatanka, for leading us.
Thank you, Rick. John Crumshaw.
Thank you very much. I wanted to welcome everybody who's going to be on the board and reiterate my commitment to keeping KPFK strong and healthy. I have a long-running segment called Politics or Pedagogy, which is a three-minute segment that airs right after the Ralph Nader Radio Hour, trying to maintain the education mission that we have. I served about a dozen years ago as chair of the LSB.
15 seconds.
Also a PMB delegate, and I recognize the importance of good management and the involvement of the local station board. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Estwick.
Hi, I want to welcome the new board members. I've only been involved with KPFK's board for about a year. I hope that despite all of the divergent politics that we have here, we are all focused on the mission of saving KPFK and restoring it to a healthy and critical voice of independent media, especially given the climate that we're all in now. I'm personally hoping to bring my experience working with organizations large and small and my perspective as a young person to help shape the future of this radio station. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Ooh, pardon me. I'll let you thank. Victor Ami.
Hey, everyone. Tatanka, thank you for the meeting and your leadership. I don't envy your position. Welcome all the new board member. I'm Victor Ami. My program is The Blunt Post with Vic, Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. And I'm a huge fan of KPFK and proud to say that I've interviewed over 100 members of Congress on my show. And I look forward to a great 2025.
Thank you.
Ariana Gladney. Jan Goodman.
Hi. I grew up listening to KPFK in the backseat of my parents' car where I grew up in Watts. I have been involved in civil rights and civil liberties and peace movement since I rode on my grandfather's shoulders to integrate Safeway employment many, many years ago. I'm a lawyer, active in the Lawyers Guild, and I am here to try to save KPFK. We need to all pull together to bring in listeners, bring in money, and support the station. Thank you.
Thank you.
My vice chair, Nikki Han, you're up.
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Tatanka. Thank you all. So I'm Nikki Han. I've been part of the LSB for 2 years. I've been a listener to KPFK for at least 8 years consistently. And I am the vice chair for this year, or I had been for the past year. I am on the committee, the fundraising committee, and I also helped with Rachel to recently organize the town hall. I believe in KPFK's mission. I support public broadcasting that's not funded by corporations, and I'm here to help in whatever ways I can keep KPFK relevant and help represent the people that listen to the station. Thanks.
Thank you.
Michael
Heiss here.
This is Mike Heiss. I'm decided not to run this year, so I thank everybody for their, you know, work during the time that I've been on the board. Due to personal and business reasons, I decided not to run, but I'll be around. You know where to find me, Tatanka. You know where to find me. For what it's worth, I've been in radio, television, media for way too long, like 50 years, and I'm currently a journalist and technologist and do things like that, but let's just keep this damn thing going. That's all. It's needed. You need me. You can find me. Stop what you're still working, just not today.
Thank you, Michael. Thank
you. Doug Barnett here.
Doug? Yeah, I did call on you. Yeah, Doug.
I've been here about 15 minutes. Pacifica was started by the Quakers and conscientious objectors in 1948 with a grant from the Ford Foundation. I've been on and off this board for 25 years and been facilities director for 2 years, and I'm hanging on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Let's see, Avalia Jones.
Hello. I'm a member of the KPFK, LSB, and PNB. I'm a 36-year public school teacher here in Los Angeles, itinerant visual arts teacher for kids or children, kindergarten through 12th grade. I'm the daughter of a Cuban immigrant and the descendant of a Sally Hemings descendant. I've been a radio announcer for many, many years and have a keen interest in helping KPFK and Pacifica get back to its heights, if I can do anything to make that happen or help it happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Avalia. And Brenda, Brenda Martinez, why don't you weigh in?
Oh, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Brenda Martinez. I've been a easily over 20-year listener of KPFK. My children grew up with KPFK, and now I run the Perspectivas show in the Spanish programming. Muchísimas gracias por la oportunidad de estar aquí. Mi nombre es Brenda Martínez. Yo he sido una radio escucha de KPFK por más de 20 años y estoy ahora siendo la conductora del programa de Perspectivas con Brenda Martínez. Muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brenda. You actually made your own time limit. That's great.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, this is Myla. I just wanted to bring to your attention that Ariana Gladney Mecca has entered the Zoom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Ariana, do you want to weigh in with 45 seconds for our new members to just say a word about yourself, and you will be getting from Brenda Martinez a 45-second notice to just complete your sentence.
Okay, yeah, all power to the people, Uhuru Mecca, also known as Ariana Gladney, and I have been on the KPFK listening board a few years back, well, a while back, and recently, and I just appreciate KPFK for being the voice of the people. You know, we've been struggling and dealing with right now, in my opinion, and kind of neoliberalism takeover of the station. And, you know, just want to make sure that it continues to be the voice for the voiceless, you know, a station we can count on to keep us informed so we can know what's going on. And, you know, people can identify with it and, you know, not pushing the agenda, the corporate capitalist agenda.
Thank you, Mecca.
Thank you.
Okay. Oye, oye, Ipo. Robert Payne.
Point of order.
Yes, who's speaking?
Fred, in the chat, Fred. Nancy Sabara and Natayarami says the meeting is not being streamed on KPFTX.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Host Myla, I recognize you. Go ahead.
Our KPFK local station board meetings on Sundays are not streamed in order to give Otis McClay a day off. We make the meetings available to people by Zoom. The Zoom link is on KPFTX. That's how people find us. And the recording of the meeting will be posted as soon as Otis puts it up. And it should be up hopefully within the next couple of days.
Okay. Thank you. Robert, did you share Robert Payne? Okay. Nancy Perlman.
I've been involved and listened to KPFK for decades. I co-hosted Feminist Magazine Radio, Planet Health. I have the longest environmental radio show in the country. 2,500 radio shows started in 1977. KPFK has never picked up the environmental show. For 17 years on Power 106. When I'm off the board, I hope that they will pick it up. At 600 TV documentaries on the environment. And I would like this board to start talking about something. The last year is the famous with all the point of orders. We can continue.
Okay. Thank you. Myla Reeson.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Who speaks?
The Secretary, Mr. Chair.
Pardon me?
The Secretary, Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Lee. I'm sorry.
I would like to note that Robert Payne presently is on a hot mic, and it's causing echoing in the call.
I think so, it's because Robert Payne and Nancy Perlman may be in the same room, and so one
Robert, of them, not in the same room this time because I've been sick for 5 days.
Robert just muted. Thank you very much, Secretary.
I'm up, Tatanka. I believe you called on me.
Okay, Myla. Yes, you're up.
Myla, I just want everyone to know, I'm doing a lot, hosting and I'm not reviewing the chat. So please don't ask me, don't send me messages. I may not be able to read them or answer them. I am, the co-host and co-producer with Harvey Wasserman of California Solartopia that deals with hopefully shutting down nuclear power and promoting rooftop solar and clean, safe, renewable energy. I am
15 seconds.
I'm currently serving as a staff representative on the local station board as well as the national board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
Oscar. Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry, I'm getting out of a place, a really noisy place. My name is Oscar Ulloa. I was one of the people who found KPFK to be an island as a recent immigrant almost 30 years ago. At that point, there was just a couple of Spanish programming speaking shows. My English was horrible, a little better now. But on the other hand, just by involving myself into our community needs, we found the way back a network of alerts. We were calling Alerta Los Angeles, Alerta California, to let people know when there were police checkpoints or pretty much all the abuse that police at some point came on the immigrant community, and especially driving people. And from there, pretty much just have been a guest in one show. I've been able to get my own show, and also, of course, to have the privilege to serve at this local station board. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Oscar. Gracias.
Thank you, Oscar. Harvey Wasserman. Harvey Wasserman. Carlos Zavala.
Hello.
Yes, you're here. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Harvey.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, this is Harvey Wasserman. You can call me Sluggo. I'm a member of the local and national boards. I co-host with Myra the Solartopia show, and we are trying to solarize Los Angeles. We want solar panels on every rooftop in L.A., especially in advance of the 2028 Olympics, and we want to shut the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant, which is the number one threat to the health and safety of all people in Los Angeles. And we're looking for a solartopian future, which is totally based on renewables and social democracy. And we hope that Pacifica will be a great engine to get into that goal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Carlos Zavala.
Yeah, my name's Carlos Zavala. I think I've listened to KPFK since, my dad had a radio in the car, and, grew up in Woodland Hills. I'm ninth generation Los Angelino. I really respect broadcast radio for the fact that it does what it does. I'm an engineer. I run projects, in facilities. I've saved the government billions of dollars in energy conservation by being in one of their head departments early on in my career. But I moved on to semiconductor construction, and now I'm a facilities management, and I was hoping to use my expertise in helping KPFK do better, but right now I'm just waiting for KPFK to do better so I can actually use resources to help manage resources better. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, one more person to call, and then we will have our new members, and I will call on myself. Give me the 45-second warning. I'm here doing this because I can't imagine my life without Pacifica. Grew up mainly with KPFA, but went to school down here, taught in East LA, have been in Southern California about a decade, but the rest of my life in Northern California from the free speech movement on. I'm a Vietnam draft resistor, organized with Dolores Huerta, Cesar Chavez, the UFO, ran the Bay Area boycotts for wine and lettuce, et cetera, was a co-founder of Amnesty International, West Coast, started the LA chapter of Amnesty, ran political campaigns, etc. I'm a lifelong community activist organizer for the earth, rights of nature, and for human rights. Work with Ben and Jeffries. And I'm very happy to be here to establish a way where we can agree to disagree, and the world needs a healthy KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now we have our newly elected LSB members. Introduce yourself briefly. I know it's difficult, but 45 seconds, and then we will get to know you as we move on. Marisol Bielma.
Hi,
My name is Marisol. You can also call me Marcy. I grew up in Wilmington, California. I've been a longshoreman for 40 years. I've been a KPFK listener for about 40 years and a community activist as well. I'm big into sustainability. I once represented solar survival architecture at the United Nations Conference for Habitat 2 in Istanbul to build basically efficiency in housing and buildings. I'm looking forward to serving. I'm going to retire in about 10 months, so I'm going to be busy till then, but I will still endeavor to be punctual and at the meetings and to learn as much as I can. Thank you.
Thank you, Marisol.
Ninel Centeno or Centeno?
Centeno. So hi.
Centeno, everybody. Thank you.
Centeno, yes. Nice to meet you. My name is Ninel Centeno, just like they say. I'm Salvadorian. I moved here 3 years ago. I have a master's in political science and I'm a community organizer in Koreatown currently. I have worked in political campaigns and I've been doing outreach and community organizing since I was 20. I have also been working for a long time of period, like 10 years, in doing outreach and, financial support for programs in El Salvador and other regionals, other countries of the region. So I'm very happy to be here and I really hope to get to meet you all at some point, everybody, and learn from all of you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nina. Ian Johnston. Ian?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was muted, apparently.
Yes.
I don't know who's in charge of the meeting, but it seems inappropriate. I'm calling because, I was just elected to a third sentence on the KPFK local station board. I was previously illegally suspended twice and resigned in disgust. I'm here to help, restore Pacifica to what it should be. I worked in the station, as a volunteer for about 10 years. I was a programmer. I made $5,500 in my first hour as a programmer. And that's more than the station makes currently in entire days. So, I don't know. I've been told I'm banned from the building for illegal reasons, but I don't know what those are. And, it's something we have to deal with.
Thank you.
Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes. My name is Chipasha Luchembe. I'm originally from Zambia and South Africa. I first came to the United States in 1974 to attend graduate studies at UCLA. And fortunately, I discovered very quickly that KPFK was a better university than UCLA. So from 1974 up to the present, I have been a member of KPFK. I'm also a professor of history. I've taught in Africa and here. Right now, my main interest is local organizing. I think KPFK has a high potential in some areas, especially where I am located in the Inland Empire, the Riverside area. There are many underrepresented communities here who need a voice. And I think from the experience that we have had, KPFK is that voice. Yes. And I think that the younger people are very instrumental in trying to convert this rich heritage of KPFK into the 21st century kind of framework. So I am working with the young people. I have a local a club called Lorenzo Torres Club. Lorenzo Torres Club. Google the name of Lorenzo Torres. You'll find out who he was.
Thank you.
That is the club. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy Neparko. Nancy, I'm not sure she's here. Janine Roan.
Hi, I'm Janine Roan. I am a transplant from Chicago. I arrived here in 1989. I'm currently a independent producer for film and television, and I'm a community activist. And I found out about KPFK, strangely enough, from being in media only 8 years ago when someone came to the Bernie Sanders office that I ran and did an interview from KPFK, and I had never heard from the station. So I've always been very heartfelt on the fact that there's a lot of people that don't know about this station. And we need to reach them because I think that they would be supporters. So we need to work on that. But
15 seconds.
I have been secretary here for 2 years, and I've served on the national boards of the audit and the elections committee as well. So I've been very involved, and I'm glad to be back. Thanks.
Thank you.
Tatanka?
Thank you, Frost.
I think you promised.
I believe the chair has temporarily dropped out.
I'm back now. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, it was some lack of connection. I'm here with my daughter and her husband and my grandson, so it's a little bit different. Adam Wolman.
Sir, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Nancy Naparka was trying to speak, and Jack, I think you skipped over Jack Neff, who has his virtual hand raised. So I think the order is Jack Neff, Nancy Naparka, and then...
Oh. Okay, apologies. So Jack, you're up. Jack Neff.
Thank you, Chair, Brica.
You need to unmute, Jack.
I am marked as unmute here.
Yeah.
Now we can hear you. Now we can hear you.
Chairman Brica and, members of the LSV, thank you, for, welcoming me. I enjoyed learning about all of you in the brief time that we had. I am a, for over 25 years, been an environmental and social justice activist. Previously, in my campaigns to be elected to the LSV, I was endorsed by Blaise Bonpain and Jim Lafferty, among others, and Don White. And I appreciate all the work that goes into this, and I'm looking forward
seconds.
To seeing a positive developments in reducing ignorance and helping the people, the station, and the mission.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you. And who did we have next?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
This is Robert Payne speaking. I am in the meeting. Thank you. I will check out.
Confirmed.
Robert, are you there? Whoop.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to call on you first. You didn't have a chance to give your 45 seconds of who you are introduction to the board members. Go ahead.
This will be very brief.
Okay.
I am a writer. I work in video. I research. I have worked in Central America and the Middle East. KPFK is an asset. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nancy Naparka.
hi, thank you. I'm a pediatric neurologist. I have an echo here. Pass me up and come back.
There's no echo on our side.
You're not echoing here, okay? Just so you know.
I'm in a hotel room in New York, and connection on this meeting was difficulty, and I have to get off of my phone.
Okay.
So please pass me up.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy.
Adam Wolman. Now, I believe that's it.
Gentlemen, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Jan.
I am sorry. Adam Woolman asked for an excused absence because he is and I believe he sent a copy of that to you and to the secretary, in addition to me, that he's in some kind of a chorale performance today, and he said he was going to try to come if he can, but that he asked for an excused absence, and I'm sorry, this is way out of order.
Okay, thank you. No, it's good that we know that. We will have to amend that part of the meeting to include his name.
And we need
I'm back now.
We need to ask for a vote to excuse his absence at some other moment in time. Oh, but okay. before the new people are seated.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Tatanka, I'm back.
You're back. Okay, go ahead, Nancy. Okay.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm Nancy Naparco. I am from Detroit. Grew up believing that unions made Detroit great and educated my extended family very well. I'm now a pediatric neurologist, semi-retired, so I have time to participate in nonprofits and hopefully do a little more on the ground stuff like so many wonderful people on this call have done. Probably, I've listened to KPFK a decade or two, and some of the program is over the top great. And I ran because I want this to be an idealistic, a feather in the cap for education of progressive politics.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. So we have welcomed our new board members. I think it's customarily for us to basically, I don't know how to word this. Maybe I'll ask Jan or Myla for help on this. Is it without objection? We agree that we welcome them in. How does this work for my parliamentarian? Go ahead.
This is Myla. We don't vote on whether or not we agree to seat them. They are now seated.
Right. Okay. Terrific. You are now seated.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead, John.
This is Ian. You took the role of people who are leaving the board, but not the people who are coming to the board. And also we have, I guess, a request for an excused absence from Adam Woolman.
Okay, thank you for adding Adam Woolman. And did I get that wrong? Who did I leave out?
Adam Woolman, well, yeah.
No, I know that. Your earlier point.
In the roll call, you only announced the old people who are leaving the board, some of whom are here, some of whom may not be, but the new people were not registered as being present.
Yeah, so we need to take roll call for the new people.
They spoke.
Okay.
They introduced themselves.
I know, but we still need to take roll call for them, official roll call.
We can do this. Secretary, the new people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Could you please call the roll for the new people?
Yes, sir. Marisol Bielma.
Here.
And I'm going to butcher your name, I'm sorry. Nanel Sateno.
Here.
Ian Johnston.
Present.
Chipasha Luchembe.
Here.
Jack Neff.
Here.
Nancy Naparco.
Here.
Janine Roan.
Present.
Adam Woolman. And to my knowledge, Mr. Chair, as stated previously, Adam Woolman has requested excused absence.
Yes, thank you very much. So that's all seven except for Adam are here. Welcome. And thank you for showing
I'm
up.
Here also, Harvey.
Pardon me?
I'm also here, Harvey.
Yes, we're welcoming new members now, Harvey. Thank you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Who is Mr. Chair? Is this Lee? Who is speaking?
Jack Neff requesting to be recognized.
Go ahead, Jack.
Mr. Chair, I request that the chair instruct I make a motion that the chair instruct the IT information technology person to add the email addresses of the new LSB members to the LSB distribution list, lest that fall through the cracks.
Duly noted.
I second that. Thank you.
Duly noted. Thank you. Okay. Opening business now. Excused absence, reverse order. Okay. Is my chair comments. Okay.
Wait, no, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I have 5 minutes. Please let me know at 4.5 minutes.
Tatanka, might I be
recognized?
I would like to move that we excuse the absence of Adam Wollman.
Okay. A motion to move, excuse the absence of Adam Wollman. Do I hear a second?
Jan, second.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. He's in.
I object. This is Janine.
I object. Take the roll, please.
Any more than two?
This is Jack Knapp. I'll object also.
I call for a vote.
Okay, let's take the roll. Let's take the roll.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the motion?
Chair.
Thank you.
May I be recognized?
The motion was to object to the seating of the new
member. No. Tatanka, the motion is to excuse the absence of Adam Wollman. Yes or no?
I can't hear you. Say again.
The motion is to excuse the absence of Adam Wollman. Yes or no?
Chair, may be recognized. Fred Dodsworth.
Yes, go ahead.
We have two people who
go ahead, Fred.
We have two people who are objecting. You may ask as chair if
we have three people, I believe, who object.
Okay.
We have three people who object total. Go ahead.
Question, Chair. Can I be recognized, please?
Not yet. I want to hear what my parliamentarian had to say.
Well, what I was saying was you can say if there are no further objections, we move that. You don't have to take a vote.
Okay.
Point of order, I believe you do have to take a vote. And secondly, there is a registered parliamentarian named Jack Tatum, I believe, in the meeting watching, who would be willing to comment on this. And I object to a director from KPFA being unilaterally selected to be the parliamentarian of the meeting.
Point of order, I'm not the parliamentarian. I was asked to advise.
He's simply asked to sit and advise for this meeting. Thank you for that.
My point of order is that it's improper that there is a registered parliamentarian literally watching the meeting right now who could be asked to advise the chair.
We will take the roll. Secretary, please take the roll.
Yes, sir.
The roll call. The vote is to
Mr. Che, Oscar Ulloa.
Hold on, I haven't recognized you yet, Oscar. I'm just trying to.
May I be recognized?
May I be recognized too? Because I have my hand raised. You know.
A vote has been called, so we're going to take a vote.
Mr. Che, I may be recognized with a point of information or request for information, please.
Okay, go ahead. Point of information.
Which is, what was the, to me it was not clear, what was the reason of that excuse being asked? If somebody can refrain, repurpose that reason.
Jan Goodman, may I be recognized?
Yes, I will recognize you, Jan. Go ahead.
The reason that Adam Wollman asked for the excused absence is that he is a member of a chorale group that has a
performance today at the same time that our meeting is, and he asked if he could be excused. He said he would want to participate if he can, but since he's in this performance, he can't. And I might also add that it is the prerogative of the chair to name a parliamentarian for the meeting, and the parliamentarian does not have to have any kind of degree to be the parliamentarian. And if the chair would like to designate Fred Dodsworth to be the parliamentarian for the meeting, that is his prerogative. That does not need a vote of anybody according to Robert's Rules of Order.
Yeah, no vote is required. So let me see if I understand what the vote was. The speaker, who was that, who proposed that?
Ian Johnson.
Ian, can you state me what your objection was? Was it to that Adam Wolman, or was it to recognizing and welcoming our board members, which we don't need to do?
We definitely needed to take roll call for the new board members, but I objected to Wolman's being given
And your reason for that was?
Because this meeting was well announced ahead of time, and if you can't be part of the meeting, how long are we going to keep doing that? There's people who are alternates who are ready to move up, waiting in the waiting room.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Let's move on.
I'm going to take a vote.
Point of order, Katanka, can we just consult on our parliamentarian? I mean, and have him stand by constantly just so we can double check the information with him.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, you don't need an excuse. All you need to do is ask for an excused absence. As far as I can see, there's three people that have objected. If there are no other objections, there's no reason to take the vote. But if you wish to take the vote, go ahead and take the vote. This arguing is not helping anybody.
Yeah. And
it's dilatory, and it's obstructive to the business of doing the work of the LSB.
Right.
That's why I think it's important that we call on our parliamentarian so that we can have him set this order. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Fred Dodsworth has been
you're not recognized. Pardon me. I'm going to call for a vote rather than having a lot of discussion, because I think the vote will be quicker than all this. I don't even understand the objection, because several people, we had somebody who had a family emergency right before the meeting who was going to be on. He has an excused absence. Go ahead. Take the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Yes, sir. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Now, yes is what? Yes is to
excuse the absence.
Excuse the absence.
Okay, go ahead.
Christina Avalos.
Yes, excuse the absence.
Marisol Bielma.
No. Do not excuse the absence.
Tatanka Bricka. Correction, delay my last.
Wait, go on.
Rachel Brunke. I'll come back. Nanelle Centeno.
No excuse.
You skipped over Barnett.
At present moment, the board has moved to the 2024 elected board, as thusly been introduced and elected, so that I am now using the updated list of those who are now present in the LSB. Ace Estwick.
Yes, excuse the absences.
You skipped Barnett.
Yes, sir. At present moment, the board has switched to the 2024 elected board, which consists of individuals I called earlier and called roll for. According to the list and according to the measure, you are not on the 2024 board for this coming 2024, 2025, 2026 period. And so I am using the newly elected and updated board.
So I've been taken off the board?
To my knowledge, correct.
Your term is over.
Fred, I'm going to call on you. This is, ahead.
You're using the new list of new members, which is correct. the old members are no longer members. They no longer have voting rights. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Nobody's been removed. Your term is over.
That is the correct wording. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead. Proceed.
Jan Goodman?
Yes. Excuse Nikki, the absence.
Nikki Hahn?
Yes.
Ian Johnston?
No.
Avelia Jones?
I vote to... Oh, dear. Okay, I think yes is my vote.
No. Avelia, you vote yeah. Too. All right.
Kipasha Luchembe?
Yes.
Jack Neff?
I vote no. Participation in a choral group is not an adequate excuse. You know, this is important.
All right, just first, yes or no, thank you.
Object to this because the vote is either yes or no. It is none of this discussion.
Brenda Martinez.
I voted no, and others did.
That's all you need to say, and don't get to say anything else.
Who's speaking?
The parliamentarian.
Brenda, would you recognize by the...
Ladies Brenda, and gentlemen, if I may continue with the roll call, that'd be
yes,
very much appreciated. Thank you.
Please, Secretary, continue.
Brenda Martinez.
Brenda, yes.
Nancy Naparco. I'll come back to you. Robert Payne.
Yes. Yes.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes, excuse the absence.
Janine Ron.
No.
No. Oscar, your pardon's on your last name. Oscar Ulloa.
Ulloa, please. But thanks for the effort. No, I vote no.
Harvey Wasserman.
You need to unmute, Harvey. All right.
I'll come back. Carlos Zavala.
Yes, excuse the absence.
And to come back to those who did not respond, Rachel Brunke. Abstained. Nancy Naparco. Abstained. And Harvey Wasserman. Abstained. So to count the vote.
I vote yes to the excuse. This is Nancy Naparco.
Noted. Count the vote. Thirteen ayes. Six nays and two abstains.
A point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, point of order.
Those who are not voting are not noted as abstaining, but as not voting.
Thank you for the clarification.
I would also like to extend my thanks.
Okay. So the vote stands that the excused absence is accepted, is voted on and accepted by, give the numbers, please.
Aye.
You count the numbers again, sir.
Harvey weighing in.
Hi, I've been having technical difficulties. I'm just going to abstain.
Okay, the vote was on whether to accept an excused absence or not. Okay, go ahead, abstain.
13 ayes, 6 nays, 1 non-voting, and 1 abstained.
Okay, so it carries. Welcome to our new board members and the excused absence. Okay, what time is it now? I'm taking a check on our overall time.
It's almost over.
It's nearly noon, and we're not through the introductory remarks. So I have 5 minutes. I'll try to keep it shorter than that. So I'm welcome to KPFK. We have differences of opinion I'm going to suggest that we all need to really become more educated about parliamentary procedure. One part of my experience in the first year was all kinds of people posing as experts who don't have a lot of experience. So if we all become more aware of the process that over the past two decades has been our roadmap to come to agreement in order to strengthen this station. This, in a way, is the common language we use for a process to run a business meeting in which community is, can also listen in, but does not opine except in the places where they are asked to. This is a business meeting of the board. I am heartened at a time in our world where there's so much to be very concerned about, from nuclear war to climate change to mass immigration to you name it, to find at the grassroots level, there is amazing, amazing resiliency. I won't talk about it now, but I spent time with Leonard Peltier's wife and daughter and lots of friends, just coming out of Alcatraz ceremony and down to another ceremony. And all the grassroots group that I've been involved in are working as if all our lives depended upon it. And in all these groups, the mission of our survival and our oneness as a group committed to progressive politics, group committed to nonviolent social change, is paramount throughout this nation. This station board needs again to be a real beacon for all the things that we're facing. The reason why the Spanish-English issue is really important is that we don't know what's going to happen, but we know what's happened in the past. We know what happened in 2017. We know what happened in the Bracero. We know what happened in the founding of this nation. We are in a colonial experiment that is seeing the end of a lot of that colonialism. What it will be replaced by depends on us. There's not just a movement for of us. There's a movement on the right which has a much different agenda. And so in this group, in KPFK Pacifica, we need to find a common vision that then sees us forward and doesn't have us bickering over small things, especially when it comes to Spanish English in our Southern California community. We want to be the voice of the voiceless here on that issue. And that means we need to be united here. My goal, and my goal continues to be, we find a way to respect each other's differences and to honor the process. I would advise every board member here to read and read again and read again everything in the appendix before a meeting. And if you haven't read it, get right to it after this meeting, especially the information from the National Board on the no tolerance of things that aren't in our interest. And we need to find a way to work together. I also want to speak about what I heard at the live open forum meeting. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, everybody that showed up. Thank you for all the comment from Spanish language programmers. So that issue will be the first one we're going to tackle now. Thank you for those young people and young programmers that spoke up and spoke passionately about something that is we're very divided on in this country, which is what does science say about vax and unvaxxed? I believe there's a way that we can actually have an educated debate or conversation on this and get to the bottom of some of these issues. That's to be explored. I am, took to heart our treasurer's comment about the need for all of us to really observe a parliamentary procedure so that we can move adeptly because we all have busy lives. So, I'm a lifelong community organizer that has dealt with this sort of thing, but it's usually not, it is also from the inside of organizations, but the organizations I've worked on have found ways to swiftly come to consensus. And if not consensus, come to a coalition in which we all function to our highest ability to reach our objectives. And that is the mission of Pacifica and the mission of KPFK, which is why we read it every meeting. How am I doing on time?
I think we need to, this is Brenda. I think we need to move on to getting the taking role for the new, with the new members included. And that way we can move on.
Okay, I guess I've had my time.
Yes, in other words, yes. Thank you.
Next. No, I was waiting for my 4.5 minutes. Maybe I didn't hear it, which does happen. Okay. So we are moving. Okay, now we have, yeah, we get through meeting decorum policy, land back, mission statement, approval of agenda, and the election of officers, and then we get to the first issue at hand, which is the Spanish languaging. So,
what point of order, Mr. Chair? Ian?
Ian, speaker, point of order.
My point of order is that the bylaws demand that we default to Robert's rules. I don't know for sure that the parliamentarian you selected is as versed in Robert's rules as Jack Tatum is. I would recommend you use him. But beyond that, I think that the PNB motions that were in the appendix are not publicly noticed. I'm not sure if that meeting was publicly noticed. Therefore, I'm not sure if those are legal. And they do seem to prejudice the rights of members of the foundation to be involved, for instance, in the governance committee, which is supposed to have both non-LSB members and, you know, members of the public involved in setting the agenda of the LSB. Thank you.
Thank you.
Order.
Fred, you would comment on that, and then I want to move ahead.
Mr. Chairman,
no,
John, and not Jack Tatum.
You would like me to comment?
Yes,
I don't
please.
Like Mr. Ian's his Johnson. Analysis pertinent to this issue. The governance committee was created by the PNB and included members of all stations. We passed rulings that are meant to make the process easier and less painful and more constructive and more effective. We are doing actually what the new ruling says. You need to just behave in a normal, humane, decent fashion. And that when people are constantly interrupting and putting up points of information on top of points of information upon top of points of information, that is actually dilatory and adverse to the operation of our board and doing the work that we need to do. So I don't think Mr. I think his name is Johnson, is his point is well taken.
Okay,
the
chair is going to rule point not well taken. I want to go on to the decorum policy of Aelia Jones.
Yes, thank you. I will read from a motion of the PNB. The date is not given at the moment, but it's the most recent one we could find. Number one. Any forms of physical violence, including unwanted touching or threats of physical harm, are strictly forbidden. Number two, any conduct that intimidates, demeans, or provokes others is prohibited. Number three, making false statements or accusations about any individual is strictly prohibited. Number four, unauthorized sharing of confidential information related to the job performances of management, paid staff, unpaid staff, volunteers, and other confidential matters such as legal proceedings, real estate transactions, and contractual negotiations is prohibited. Number five, personal attacks, name calling, or insults directed at others is prohibited. Number six, any act to interrupt, disrupt, or interfere with Pacifica or Pacifica Station events, meetings, productions, or activities is prohibited. I continue to say the consequences are listed for acts of prohibited behavior. Those consequences may include, number one, the PNB and local station boards may conduct confidential adjudications of delegate or board member infractions to consider suspension or removal. Number two, the Pacifica Executive Director may revoke a membership for infraction and may set a period of time during which that individual cannot renew a membership. Number three, the Pacifica National Board and local station boards may consider removal of committee members or members of the public attending meetings for said infraction. Thank you.
Thank you, Avelia. And read your appendix. Land back acknowledgement and then Pacifica Foundation mission statement.
Thank you, sir. I will do this at a clip if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Okay. It's at the landmark acknowledgement. It is the reclamation of everything from the original people. Land, language, ceremony, food, education, housing, health care, governance, medicine, kinship. It is the relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we can have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move toward liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political and narrative framework.
I've been going through this.
It is a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It is the catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all people, all oppressed people. It is a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well, can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land, because we are the land. We are land back.
Thank you, Avelia. Pacifica Foundation mission statement, Stephen Meeks, please.
Okay, if you can't hear me, let me know immediately, please.
We can hear you loud and clear.
To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for the creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between and any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Thank you, Stephen. Now we're going to move to approval of agenda. Nikki, would you read the agenda from this point forward and just summarize it?
Yes, so we are still in opening business. Next, we have the election of the 2025 LSB officers. Then we have a motion to be voted on, which is appendix number 5. Please read the appendix. We have the PNB director's report by Jan Goodman. We have the treasurer's report by Stephen Meeks. We have an IGM report by Maggie LaPique, followed by a Q&A for LSB members of 6 minutes. Then we have 15 minutes of public comment. Then we have the LSB committee reports for different committees. Then we have another 15 minutes of public comment. We have LSB member community announcements, followed by new business. And then we have adjourn, which we had time set certain to adjourn set at 1:15 p.m.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine Roan.
After we get through this, Janine.
Okay, well, so, it has to do with the order of the agenda.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that old business should be before the election of the LSB officers. It's supposed to be the very first thing. I'm not sure what's different between the two agendas that were forwarded. One was forwarded, I think, after 9 this morning, and I asked the secretary what was different. But I wanted to make sure that there's all the items that are old business from last meeting should be addressed before the election. That's the protocol. And that would be, I believe, the Spanish-speaking or translation. It would be the trying to look up what the other ones would be. But all of the
I got.
Yeah, because it got.
I got that's the main agenda. I got the idea on that, and I have a response. But Jan
also,
Goodman, go
is
ahead.
Is there new business? Were there any motions forwarded to you to be included?
You have the floor, Jan, if you want it, or I will speak to this.
I'm sorry. Did you hear me, Chair? I'm sorry. I added also. So, that there should be under new business any new motions.
Pardon me, Janine. I want to respond to you. The election of officers, we discussed this. It is the primary reason, one of the reasons why we meet every year at this time, And one could offer that the, one could say that those officers were elected some time ago, okay, before even this motion came up last meeting. So in a way, that's the first item of old business is to get the election of LSB officers included. We chose to put it afterwards because we would certainly love to have their involvement. Okay. And to move forward. Now I don't particularly care one way or another. I'm just trying to run this meeting. I don't know what difference it would make.
This is Rodrigo. I want to be recognized.
Is that Rodrigo?
Yes.
Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Jan Goodman, may I speak? You called.
Oh, yeah. You were up, Jan. I called you, but you couldn't answer. Go ahead. You'll be next, Rodrigo. She was first. Go ahead.
I just want to point out that the bylaws take precedence over Robert's Rules of Order. They are important to observe. And the bylaws say that the election of officers is to take place at this meeting. And the only way to assure that the bylaw, that the election of officers takes place at this meeting is to have them as the first order of business. And considering the fact that it's 12:18 p.m. and we have a time certain to end this meeting at 1:30, that did we vote to approve the agenda?
No, that's what I'm objecting to.
I will make a mo, but that's the reason that we have to that we need to have the election of officers first because it's in the bylaws. I personally would prefer that they take place at the next meeting so people have a chance to get to know each other, but it's in the bylaws, so we need to do it, and therefore we need to do it first. And I would like to make a motion that we approve the agenda as it is. And
okay. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Do we have a time certain for...
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Do we have an agendized amount of time for approval of the agenda, and what is that amount of time, and we need to approve the agenda?
The agenda
time.
Who is speaking?
This is Ian. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I have to take a point of order. Go ahead, Ian.
The agenda has not yet been approved. Therefore, the time certain quoted by Member Goodman has not been adopted by the body.
As long as we agree to keep
meeting until our business is accomplished, we can handle things in whatever order we do, as long as we handle those items, or we could actually schedule a continuation meeting if we run out of time. So there's no reason why this item whole business can't come before the new business. I also would like to advise the chair that I just sent to the secretary a motion which Rodrigo had tried to get included in the agenda about a sense of the body on some changes in the programming and personnel at the station.
Yeah, this is Rodrigo. I raised my hand and I waited, and I need to be recognized.
Please. Jan, he responded to you. You got comment first, then I'm going to comment, then you can comment, Rodrigo.
There's a motion now.
I know there was a motion, and that was interrupted by a point of order, but the motion now, go ahead. What's your motion?
The motion which I stated, which I would like to, we need to move in that direction, and Rodrigo can speak, of course, too, because he did have his hand raised. But my motion is to approve the agenda. And so,
Okay, do we have a second to that?
This is Myla, I second the motion.
Oh, gosh.
This is Janine. May I be recognized?
It's Rodrigo.
This is Janine. May I be recognized?
Rodrigo's point of order is next.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, would you take back the chair? And I just would like to point out.
Okay.
There's abuse of points of order in Robert's rules refers to when a member of a group excessively uses points of order to disrupt the flow of discussion, often by raising, I'm just quoting here, irrelevant or trivial issues to gain an advantage or control the debate rather than using them to address genuine procedural violations or maintain order in the meeting. And I'm just saying that I'm not saying anyone in particular is doing that, but there is such a thing as abuse of points of order, and we need to be aware of that and move forward.
I'd like to hear a second on the motion, and then Rodrigo and Janine.
There was a second, sir. The second was by Myla.
Okay, thank you.
I move to amend the motion to accept it to include old business before the election of LSB officers and to include any motions that were forwarded to you in new business.
And I object to that amendment.
Fred, yeah. Fred, can you comment on this? You have to speak up.
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying not to be.
Can I have a second on my motion to amend?
I second your motion.
You need to be recognized by the chair. I'm asking for a weigh-in on parliamentary procedure.
Okay, this is the thing. This is the thing, chair. Okay. Esto es lo que pasa, camarada. ¿Qué es lo que sucede con usted, camarada? No? What is going on with you, my friend? You know, you've been recognizing everybody. Usted está reconociendo a todo el mundo. Todo el mundo habla. Tengo mi mano levantada y usted no me da la palabra. So you don't give me the word, right? You just recognizing everybody. Everybody can talk. And then, I'm me waiting right here. And you just ignore me. What the hell is going on, my friend? ¿Qué pasa contigo, man? No? Por favor, man. So we have to be respectful.
Your next step. You know, go ahead, Fred. Comment.
You just read the decorum rules, you know, and we all like, okay, these are the decorum rules. But you're diminishing, you know, the work of some of us. You know, is my work not important as Goodman or, you know, the rest of the people that are speaking?
Okay, thank you for your comment. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, it is my
call for a vote.
Go ahead, Fred.
It is my feeling that there's a lot of deliberate disruption here and that the people are trying to actually derail the meeting. That's my feeling. My feeling is that the chair needs to actually be very firm about not allowing people to speak without being recognized and that we need to stick by our time schedules. And I personally am not willing to spend my time in what is going to be a long extended harangue that is meant to disrupt the meeting.
Thank you for weighing in. I also want to say that back to the prior comment, some people may have time to go on and on and on and have future meetings, but most of us here are very busy people and very working people and people with families. And our goal here is to run a credible business meeting. So I want to hear the roll call. We've had a seconded for a vote to accept
agenda.
The amendment.
Chair, point of order.
You have to reestablish what was the motion, so everyone understand, you know, what exactly the motion is before voting.
Chair,
we haven't gotten to the agenda item that you're talking about. When we get there, if there is an amendment, you can bring it up there. We've been through this before for a year.
There isn't an amendment, Chair.
There's an amendment.
You know, just a second. I haven't recognized anybody yet. One of the issues, pardon me, the board is, the chair is speaking.
Well,
one of the issues, you had your comment, now I'm commenting on your comment and another comment. One of the issues we've had is meetings that will take twice or three times as long as they need to, making objections before we even approve the minutes, which was anticipated to be, I don't know, 47 minutes. We have now gone almost 2 hours. So whether it's intentional or not, the effect of all this is a meeting that takes twice as long. Nobody is being disrespected here. We are trying to get to the business. And the business, a very important part of the business, is what you're talking about. The election of officers is a major reason why we get together here. And as Jan said, we'd prefer it to be another time, but it's this time, it's the first order of business, and then we go to old business. So let's move ahead. Let's take a vote on the, Secretary, please take a vote on the approval of the minutes.
Point of order, Chair. We established the motion. What are we voting for? You cannot take the vote right now. You have to reestablish what the motion is.
No, that's the rules
that we are following. Don't you know the rules?
Before the motion,
Chair?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Point of order.
We are required, excuse me, Janine.
I know, Chair? But I've said
excuse me, Janine.
Point of order.
Excuse me, Janine. We are required by the time to vote on the measure that is at hand, which is the acceptance of the agenda. All discussion is not allowed. We gave a certain amount of time to it. We have to vote on that issue. I highly recommend we vote on that issue now.
There
point
was
of
a
order, Mr. Chairman, yep. Ian Johnson.
Secretary,
point of order,
take the roll.
The point of order is that there's a motion that has been offered to the floor and seconded to amend.
Mr. Chair,
agenda.
Do I have the floor?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Secretary. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I will now, as asked and ordered, will now call the roll for approval of the agenda. Is this correct, Mr. Chair?
No.
Yes.
No, but the
point of order. Point of order. This is Janine. I have a motion to amend that is not being recognized.
But we have one motion first. Let's just go ahead and move on with that one. Thank you.
It was seconded. I did.
Mr. Chair,
where are you?
Chair, I recommend that you take a vote immediately on Janine's motion and then subsequently follow it immediately with a vote on the original motion.
Who is that speaking?
Fred.
Who is that speaking?
I was, Fred is speaking, and I'm recommending
Fred,
that you,
thank
our
you.
Time. You vote on the two motions.
Take a roll on the motion on the floor?
Yes. You,
is that what you're saying?
A second. So vote on Janine's motion.
Okay.
And then vote on Jan's motion. If Janine's motion passes, then we vote on the motion as it was amended.
Okay, so take a vote on the motion on the floor for the amendment. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. So we vote on Janine's motion first. If Janine's motion fails, then we vote on the original motion. If Janine's motion passes, then we vote on it again as the final decision about the agenda. And no more discussion because we are way past time and we are required to vote before we go forward.
Okay, thank you, Janine. What's your motion?
The amendment is that the agenda include old business before the election of LSB officers and that the new business include all motions or resolutions forwarded to the chair to be included in today's meeting, which I don't know they are because they're not listed here. And I do think that discussion would be in order because
discussion is not allowed.
I got the idea. when you bring it up, I will state.
The old business is old business from 2 years ago. This motion has been on agendas for years and years and years. So the idea that
the member's being argumentative and needs to be,
who is speaking?
Fred Dodsworth, your requested person, to
actually. No, I was asking who was speaking before.
Oh, that was Janine.
Okay. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, we need to take a vote now on Janine's motion as it is understood. If it passes, this is exactly what I said a few minutes ago. It does not need to be discussed anymore because we are past time. The requirement is that we vote within the time period. No more discussion.
No more.
All right.
Clarity state, can the chair state the motion?
No, Janine stated it a moment ago.
Janine, restate your motion again.
To include old business before the election of LSB officers and to include all motions or resolutions in new business that have been forwarded to the chair.
We need to take the vote now.
Okay, let's take the vote on that.
All right, Mr. Chair, this is Secretary. Do I have the floor to call roll?
Yes, go ahead. Take the roll.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Christina Avalos.
No.
Marisol Bilma.
Yes.
Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Danelle Centeno.
Yes.
Ace Estwick.
Yes.
Jen Goodman.
Are we voting to approve the substitute motion?
Correct.
Correct. Okay, then I vote no. I do not approve the substitute motion.
If you vote no.
No discussion.
Wait a minute. I want to clarify what we're voting for because I think that people are not understanding it. If we yes, we're going to do the substitute motion.
Mr. Chair.
No discussion.
I want to clarify.
No discussion.
Because I think that people do not understand, and I want to clarify. If I vote yes, I'm approving the substitute motion. If I vote no, I'm approving
then we go back to the
agenda
original
the
motion.
Way it was originally. Is that
correct? That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, and so I started to vote yes, but I am voting no, and other people can change their minds if they want to also. Thank you. So no on changing the agenda.
Mr. Chair, may I continue with calling roll?
Yeah, continue.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Chipasha Luchembe.
No.
Jack Neff.
Is already still good?
I ask for silence when I'm calling the roll call, please.
Or do you want to do three?
Please be silent.
Vote yes on the amended motion.
Vote no. On vote yes or vote no.
Jack Neff.
I'm voting yes.
Brenda Martinez. I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco.
No.
Robert Payne.
No.
Nancy
Repeat,
Perlman.
No.
No.
Myla Reason.
No.
Janine Roan.
Yes.
I apologize for butchering your last name again. I will ask you for pronunciation later. Oscar Yule, you, I cannot say your last name right now. My pardons.
Don't worry. You're referring to me as Oscar, please. Don't worry. I vote yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
Excuse me, Lee. I was misinformed of what we were voting on. I'd like to change my vote to no. This is Austin Estwick.
Understood. Carlos Zavala.
I'm voting no.
To come back to the two individuals who do not vote. Brenda Martinez.
Carol.
Say again. All right. Non-voting. Harvey Wasserman. All right, two non-voting. To count the ayes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ayes. A's. We have for noes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The motion does not pass.
Say, this is Wendell Handy. Can I chime in for a hot second?
We need to move on. We need to take the next vote. There's no time for discussion. We are supposed to now go to the original motion and vote on it to approve the amendment as originally offered.
All right. Mr. Chair, may I now move to call roll on the original motion?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Please restate the original motion now.
The original motion is to approve the agenda as originally written. Cristina Avalos.
Yes.
Marisol Bioma.
Abstain.
Rachel Brunke.
Hi, Bart. Really need you to vote on approving the original motion.
Fred, please mute yourself.
Rachel Brunke, yes. I did not hear it. Thank you. Danelle Sateno.
No.
Ace Estwick.
This is to approve the agenda?
Correct.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Abstain.
Ian Johnston.
No.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Tripasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Jack Neff.
No.
Brenda Martinez. I will come back. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
Yes, I approve the agenda.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes.
Janine Rohn.
No.
Oscar.
No.
Harvey Wasserman. I will come back momentarily. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
To come back to the two individuals who did not vote, Brenda Martinez. Harvey Wasserman. To count the A's, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 4. For nays, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2 abstains, and 2 non-voting.
Okay, so we have approval of the agenda, correct?
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay, thank you. Approval of the minutes is now up. And the minutes were in the packet sent out. Can I hear a second?
So moved. Chair, I move to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay.
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay, hearing no objection. The minutes are approved.
You can ask for objection.
I object.
Okay. Do we have more than 10 objections?
Object.
Let's go to the vote.
All right. I guess we have to have, a vote?
You call the vote. Just do a straight
vote. Okay. This is what it is, folks. Just observe it, and you will make your own conclusions. Go ahead. Call the vote, Mr. Secretary.
What, Chair, may I, point of information, what are we, can you what? Restate the vote, what we're voting
Pardon
on?
Pardon me? We're having a vote on approving of the minutes from last month, which everybody has received. Okay. Secretary, call the roll.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Abstain.
Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Marisol Vilma.
I don't remember receiving any minutes, but I'll just abstain again.
The minutes were sent in the first email. I will check later. One moment. Tatanka Brick, but like my last. Rachel Brunke.
Aye. Yes.
Nanelle Sateno.
Abstain.
Ace Estwick.
Yes, approve.
Ariana Gladney. Welcome back. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
No.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Japasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Jack Neff.
No.
Brenda Martinez. Welcome back. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
Yes, I approve.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes, I approve the minutes.
Janine Rohn.
Abstain.
Oscar.
Abstain.
Harvey Wasserman. Welcome back. Carlos Zavala.
Yes, I approve.
For ayes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. For nays, we have 1, 2. For abstains, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 3 non-voting.
Okay. So that we have approved the minutes as read. Thank you. Now we're going to go on to, and for people, let's see, what time is it? It is 12:45. We are approaching, 2 hours. Okay. We're going on to election of 2025 LSB officers. I would like to ask, Nikki, if you have it, and if not, Myla, if you have it, the resolution authorizing election of officers. Mine, is on my other computer, so
Chair, it's been posted. It's visible to all people who have Zoom.
Oh, okay. Terrific. I can read it then. So this is where we are. This is the election new authors. Authorizing resolution for December 2024 KPFK LSB officer elections. This was sent out via email. Resolved that the elections for KPFK local station board officers for the 2025 term shall be conducted via electronic mail, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roos serving as teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFK delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or after Sunday, December 8th, that's today, 2024, and that the polls shall close on Friday, December 13th, 2024, this Friday, at 12 midnight Pacific Standard Time. The chair of tellers is authorized to announce all voters via email approximately 24 hours prior to the close of polls, the number of ballots received, and the identities of voters from whom a ballot has not yet been received. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for any reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair pro tem is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline, not to exceed 4 days beyond the initial close of polls. Election ties are to be resolved and the results declared and or ratified at the next noticed meeting of KPFK delegates, which will be, I believe, January 12th, 2025. To facilitate these elections, after the adoption of this motion, the secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current KPFK delegates with email addresses and phone numbers, the names of the nominated candidates, and the offices to which they have been nominated. That is the LSB chair, LSB vice chair, treasurer, and secretary, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. So you understand these are going to be done by email this coming week.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may.
I'd like to move this resolution forward. Is there a second?
Yes. Well, do I hear?
I second. Nancy.
Okay. Second and motion and seconded. So we're approving this, correct?
Is there discussion, Mr. Chair?
Is there any objection?
I have an objection.
I object.
Go to a vote.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
What? Point of order, Mr. Chairman? What's is there objection? No discussion on this vote?
What, it is all here. It's in front of your face. No discussion. We're going to take a vote.
Mr. Chair, this is the secretary. Do I have the floor in order to call the roll?
Yes, you vote. Do. Yes, you do.
Restate the motion or restate what we're voting about.
We are voting on the authorizing resolution for the December 2024 KPFK LSB officer election via email. More details are on your screen in front of you.
Okay, we're going to vote by email. Okay.
We are voting on
voting
the
by email.
Resolution for this right now to approve it. The voting itself for the officers will be done by email.
Got it.
Proceed, Secretary.
Rodrigo Argueta. I'll come back. Cristina Avalos.
Yes.
Marisol Bielma.
I vote to vote by email, not now. Thank you.
Pardon me, ma'am, but this is to vote the approving the resolution right now so we can vote on the officers by email.
Yes.
Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Nanelle Centeno.
I'm going to go back to you in a moment.
Understood. Ace Estwick.
No.
Ariana Gladney. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
No.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Jack Neff.
No.
Brenda Martinez.
Yes, 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 yes.
I ask for silence on the board as I am calling the vote, please. Thank you. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
Yes, I vote Nancy, yes.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes.
Janine Rohn.
Yes.
Oscar.
Oscar, you're on.
I'll come back. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Noted.
Yes. I vote yes. Harvey Watson votes yes.
Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
All right, we're good. Go ahead.
To come back to the individuals who did not vote, Rodrigo Argueta.
Everything got corrected except for him. So
I'm hearing something, but I'm not sure if that is him.
Yes, yes. Sí, Rodrigo, yes.
All right, got you. Nanel Centeno.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney. Brenda Martinez. We will now count the vote. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 4 with A's. And we have 1, 2, 3 nays, and we have 2 non-votes. The motion passes.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we are now open for nominations of for you can be nominating someone else, or you could self-nominate for 2025 LSB chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. Evalia?
Yes, I would like to take this time to nominate with honor Tatanka Bricka as chair of the KPFK LSB. He has courage and the ability to carry us as a group through these times that are very troubled worldwide and within us. I also feel that he knows how to take us upward, uplifting, and he's a collaborator. He's also a humble man, an aggressive mind. He has had experience that he spoke of himself with some of the greatest activists and community organizers we know of in modern history. Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, the farm workers unions, the indigenous nations and their governances, environmental causes and other such things. We're not the easiest people to work with all the time because our minds are so active and full of information. But I think that Tatanka Bricka is one of the best possibilities we could have. What an honor. Someone who is patient, people loving, and willing to go the mile, learn the rules, do all the things he has to do with a smile. I know I'm forgetting a lot, but for the sake of time, I nominate Tatanka Bricka as the chair of the LSB.
Duly noted. Can you, Secretary, thank you.
The Secretary has noted such nomination.
Okay, great.
Point of order.
Next.
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead. Point of order. What is it?
I think that since you've been nominated, that, according to Robert's rules, I think that it's appropriate to have Nikki Hahn, the vice chair, take over, or the erstwhile vice chair, take over this portion of the election.
It's great by me. You got it, Nikki.
Okay, so are we just asking then for more nominations?
Nominations for chair.
I think according to the agenda, there were going to be nominations. Yeah, nominations, and then each candidate would, you know, make a comment, and then we go on to the next.
Nikki, might I recognize this as Myla?
Yes, Myla.
Sorry, I'm raising my hand.
So I believe that you would be you would be asking for more nominations for chair because Tatanka has been nominated for chair, but then when we go on to vice chair, you might hand the process back to Tatanka because I believe that someone just might nominate you for vice chair. So,
okay. Thank you, Myla. Noted. Okay. We do have people with their hands up. Rachel Brunke.
Yeah. So we're going to need you to vacate your spot right now, Nikki, because I'm nominating you for chair. And if this, I think, you would be great.
Yes.
You're bringing on young voices, which is what we need, you know, to truly move us forward. And out of any morass. And I've worked with you. I've worked with her personally over the last several months. Some of you are new to the board, but we put on just an amazing town hall that was really, really democratic and wonderful, and was at the verge of bringing together a lot of disparate voices to move us forward without drama or anything here at KPFK. So it was really cool to work with you, and she's just a super kind person, and I think she's really learned the ropes. And sometimes it's hard for people who've been around a long time to kind of give up, you know, that kind of a power. But I really believe and truly believe that we need to be passing the baton now. And that she just has the confidence of all of the people on this board. And I think that's really important. So I nominate Nikki.
Yeah, second. I support that. That's good.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. Okay. Well, I will say Ian Johnston is, I will accept the nomination. And I do respect Tatanka as the chair also. And, I will say Ian Johnston is up in the stack, and I'm not sure how to proceed if,
this is my, again, might I be recognized, Nikki?
Yes, Myla.
I think Rachel was right. We now have two individuals who should not be chairing this portion of the nomination project process. And I'm hoping that Tatanka or you or somebody will ask Fred for some guidance there, if possible.
Who is the secretary or the treasurer would go to next?
Yeah, let's call on the treasurer, and then if he can't do it, the secretary. Stephen? Are you still with us, Stephen? Stephen Meek? There we are.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, I'm with you. Okay.
Okay.
Does everyone have the latest financial information?
No, Stephen. We're asking you to chair the meeting. At this point in the meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We are selecting candidates for positions on the board.
Okay. All right.
Tatanka and Nikki. Have been nominated.
And they both accepted?
Yes.
They both accepted, and you need to ask for more nominations and comments from each of them.
Okay. Are there any more nominations for chair of the local station board?
I see three hands up. I don't know what they're up for. Ian Johnson and El Comedy Felons has got their hand up.
Okay. And I will say, this is the item that we're on. If you have a comment about something else, please do not make it now. This is where we're at this point on the agenda. If you have your hand raised and it's for this item on the agenda, keep it up. If not, please put your hand down. Okay, I cannot see, so whoever can see, can you call on?
Yeah, may I be recognized, please? This is
Rodrigo. That's Rodrigo.
Yeah, so basically, can you state what are the different positions that we are going to be voting, you know, I'm not voting through email, but the different positions that we have now that we are, like, nominating.
Okay. So excuse me. Right now, this is the position for the chair, and that's what we're on. After we do the position for the chair, we will state the other positions, but that's where we are right now. Are there any other nominations for chair?
Hearing none, we move on.
Okay, so there are two people that have been nominated that both accepted. If they would like to take, I'm not sure how many, 30 seconds.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, I had my hand up. This is Ian Johnston. I have a nomination for chair. I raised it.
Well, it's not up.
Yep.
Now it's up.
Okay, well, someone unraised my hand for me, apparently.
No, nobody unraised your hand.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, someone put me on mute as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Nobody put you on mute. When you speak up, it automatically drops your hand, and I don't know about the mute. That's your issue.
Okay, well, in any event, I'm nominating Jack Neff to be chair.
I noticed there was quite a bit of a motivation for the current chair to continue in the office. And I believe that what we've seen today has been fairly not constructive. Wait a second. How is Avelia Jones allowed to speak?
Go on.
Was that you, Jack? So if that Jack doesn't want to accept the nomination, I understand, but I think we need to go in a new direction here. We haven't had a governance committee as required by our policies and procedures for a long time. Making the agenda in a star chamber without public participation is deleterious to the process. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chair, request for information, which position is this nomination for? This is Jack Neff.
Local station board chair.
Thank you. I respectfully decline. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other nominations?
Okay. Since there are no other nominations, we will give the two persons that are nominated, I'm not sure how many seconds, 30 seconds or 45 seconds to say whatever they would like to say if they elect to say something. And then I'm going to ask and call for the vote.
Well, no. Actually, then you're going to pass the chair back to our current chair and they'll nominate. They'll ask for nominations for vice chair and then for secretary and treasurer.
Point of procedure.
Will be by email.
Point of procedure. There is no vote. The vote is going to be done by email.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Who's going to go first?
And I think it's 90 seconds, not 45.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
Who's going to go first if they want to speak?
Sure, I can go.
Go ahead, Nikki.
Okay. I appreciate the nomination. I have been learning along with everyone about how to run these meetings. I think it is a huge responsibility and something that Tatanka has only improved upon in this past year. So it's actually a little bit hard to run against Tatanka, but I'm on the fundraising committee. I'm also on the PNB governance committee, and I really just want to see us all move forward with these meetings and get through this and work on the important things. And I think I could be a good chair with everybody's help and cooperation. I think that Tatanka is a great chair when everybody is helpful and cooperating. And I'll leave it to the vote and to whatever you think. And I'm available to speak. If anyone has anything else they want to talk to me about, but I'm just here for you and I'm here for the people and I'll leave it to the vote. So thank you for the nomination.
Okay, Tatanka.
I told Nikki that if I weren't running, I would vote for her. She's my choice. And I have decided to run, and I won't say anything else. I just, I feel like we've made some good progress and we've got some ways to go. And, so I accept your nomination.
Okay. So that will be done by mail. All of these will be done by mail, correct? Email.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. We are now at the point of nominating positions. Which position? Because I'm not looking at the
Vice President.
Okay.
Vice Chair.
Okay. We're taking nominations for Vice Chair of the local station board. Are there any nominations? Please raise your hand so you can be recognized as such.
Yeah. Rodrigo.
Okay, hold on a moment. Are there any other
Johnson's hand is up first.
Okay, who was that first?
Ian Johnson's hand was first put up.
Okay, Ian, go ahead.
You're muted.
I think that was from before.
Okay. The next person, the second person who had their hand raised, go ahead.
Yeah, yep. Rodrigo. Yeah, I nominate Ninel Centeno for vice chair.
You said Ninel Centeno?
Yes.
Okay. Are they present to accept or decline?
I accept.
Okay, she accepts. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Raise your hand, please. Okay. No other hands raised?
I can't,
Mr. Treasurer, if I may speak. This is the secretary.
Yes.
Ian Johnston has raised his hand once more.
Go ahead.
I realize Jack declined on the vice chair nomination, but I would nominate him for vice chair if he's interested.
Can you repeat that name?
Jack Neff.
Jack Neff. Okay.
Jack Neff. I accept.
Jack Neff accepts the nomination for vice chair of the local station board. Any other hand raised?
Ian has his hand up and Jan Goodman has her hand up.
Okay, we'll go to Jan first. Go ahead.
No, Ian is before Jan.
He's already,
spoke.
Oh, okay. Maybe he can take his hand down. Okay. So I would like to nominate, and I'm not sure if someone nominated her and I was writing and didn't hear it, but in the event that Nikki Hahn does not, get elected as chair, I want to nominate her as vice chair. And I would also like to nominate Tatanka Bricka in the event that he doesn't get elected as chair. I would like to nominate him as vice chair. And I know that's really odd, but there you are.
Okay. I'm not sure what the rules are for nominations. Or do you both accept that?
You have to ask them one at a time.
Yes. Tatanka, do you accept?
Nomination
for vice chair? If you don't...
get elected as chair.
I'd rather vote for Nikki.
No, well, you can vote for both because this is what's it called? The kind of voting we do. You can vote in order so that
it's instant runoff.
Instant runoff. I mean, it will be more than instant runoff. This will be
single transferable vote.
So that you can vote for people in order so that you can say, you know, first I want Tatanka, then I want Nikki, then I want, whoever else, you know, Janine and Jan, and you can vote for everybody and you can just put them in order, the order that you want for all the people who would be acceptable.
Oh, okay. All right. Tatanka.
I think I won't accept that. I'll vote for a younger, very talented person.
You say you will not?
I will not. Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're not elected chair, this would mean that you could be vice chair. If she got elected as chair, then she would not be available to be as vice chair.
Oh, I see what you mean. Sure, yeah. I'd love to serve in that capacity.
My name is Tipasha. Can I just, you know, I don't know the rules here. From the floor, of the discussion, the deliberation so far, I get that these are the two best qualified candidates who have been nominated and they have said yes. And they can make a very good team. So we can't afford to lose either one of the two. That's how I understand it. Am I correct, Jan?
That's actually my thinking. And so, Nikki, will you accept being nominated as vice chair in the event that you don't get elected as chair?
Yes, I accept.
And then
one other nomination, Vice Chair.
Okay, can I interject something? I mean, I have been chosen to temporarily chair this. So please, if you would just allow me to do that. And if there's something I'm not doing right, you can let me know. Okay, so there are actually four people that have been nominated, and each one of them has accepted. Now, who has a point of order?
I have a point of order. Ian Johnson. I don't believe you can vote, you can be nominated for two offices at once. I don't think that's appropriate. What if the chair was elected to both chair and vice chair?
What you think is, as a parliamentarian, what you think is not relevant. What you know is relevant, and I don't know that there's any objection to people running for multiple offices. I'm not aware of that at all.
So you could vote, you could run for president and senator at the same time?
Exactly. In this particular case, it's not president and senator. It is the officers of this particular organization. And because of single transferable voting, we have that resolved. You can't have two number one votes. You're all stacked by how you vote, throughout. So if there's four people running, you give them four different votes, or you give them all one vote. That's a whole separate issue. And I think this is just a distraction.
Can you cite where it says that, you know, two people, I mean, the same people for two or three different positions, just in case they don't accept? Can you cite, you know, where in the articles of the foundation it says that that's acceptable?
Okay. Does anyone know that answer so we can get a definitive answer and then move on?
Jan Goodman. There is nothing in the bylaws that says that you cannot run for more than one office. The only thing that it says in the bylaws is if you are about different offices, and that is it, that you cannot be a director and an officer.
So
if somebody got elected as secretary and then they got elected as director, then they have to resign their position as secretary. But there's nothing that in the bylaws that says anything one way or the other about running for two offices. And that would be, you know, there's a million things, of course, that are not in the bylaws, that, you know, because who knows what things could come up, but unless it's forbidden, then it's allowed. Thank you.
May I be recognized, Chair, please? No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's say in the A scenario, because we're going to be voting via email, but in the A scenario that, let's say, Mr. Tatanka is, you know, voted to be chair and vice chair, same thing happens with, you know, like, you know, Nikki, what are we going to be doing? You know, then we're going to have a situation where, you know, you have people who were elected for two positions. I mean, like, let's think, you know, really if that's functional or not, whether even if it is not in the bylaws, you know, any prevention of that, but let's be practical. Okay. There are a lot of people who can maybe fulfill those positions instead of having, you know, well, you know, you don't win this one, you will win the other one. Okay. But what about you win both?
Okay, we have your point. I'm not sure how it works. I will have to admit. But if it's not in the bylaws doesn't preclude that it can't be done, and it should be done. And then if the station comes to an issue with what you're exactly talking about, I guess it will have to be dealt with then. I don't know how runoffs are dealt with the station, but I would like to move ahead and
Fred,
this issue be resolved.
Stephen, I'm going to call on Fred just a second. I'm interjecting myself for he had his hand up as a parliamentarian, and then I want to have a way to speak because I haven't been able to put my hand up. It doesn't function on this computer.
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually moving into things that have nothing to do with the election. And those are the people that are nominated. People can vote on them as they wish. Trying to resolve this in front, it's really just a waste of our time. We have two other offices to elect, and we have a firm stop at 1:15, which was a minute ago. So I really, really recommend that we move forward rather than argue about what might be someday, maybe.
Thank you. I agree, because we do need to move on. Tatanka, did you have something relative?
Yeah, I didn't really understand what was going on. When Chipasha spoke, if I weren't president, I would love to serve with Nikki. So I'll put my hat in the ring. I didn't.
We got that.
Okay.
Yep, we got it. Okay. So we have four people. Is it Ninez? Ninez? How do you pronounce your name?
Minel.
Minel. Okay. So we have Minel. We have Jack. We have Tatanka, and we have Nikki. If you all want to take a spare amount of time to say something, we will go with you first, Minel, and then Jack, and then Tatanka, and then Nikki. In that order, please. Very succinctly.
Chair, this is Janine. May I be recognized?
At this point, we are taking comments from the people that were nominated for this position so we can move on.
I'm concerned about time certain.
Okay.
I'd like to move to extend. That's why I'm asking to be recognized.
Let's do it. This is what we're discussing now, if we can just do it afterwards, unless something is in the bylaws or your ordinance that says we must do it now.
Point of information, what is our time certain again?
This is a secretary. What
is the time certain for public comment is the more apparent, pertinent issue, because that puts everybody who's waiting to comment on hold.
Can I just
we are beyond time our certain time certain, so we need to say, let's take, extend it for 20 minutes and then we'll review.
That is to say until 1:45?
Yes.
Second.
Can we take a vote extending to 1:45?
So is that a motion?
If we need it, yes.
Okay, so that's a motion on the floor to extend the time to 1:45, correct?
Has it been seconded?
This is Janine. I move to amend it to 3:00.
Second.
Call for a vote.
I object. Okay.
Call for a vote.
Okay, so the first proposed time, I don't believe there was a second. The second for 3:00 was, there was a second for that. Now we have an objection. What's your objection to?
Is that debatable, see? Is it debatable? The motion to extend?
We're past time certain. We really can't spend time on debates.
Right. The objection is to extending until 3:00. So let's vote.
Okay. Let's vote. If you don't want to extend it to 3:00, just vote no. If you do, we will. And I don't think we have to stay here until 3:00. It's just that we have that time frame. Okay. So I'm going to call for the vote. However, I'm not looking at the
Mr. Treasurer, I have a list present in front of me as a secretary, and I can handily call the roll call if so needed.
Thank you.
Chair, can I modify that to 3:00 if necessary, but as long as business, whatever is needed to get through the agenda up until 3 p.m.?
Second.
All right. Given the motion, Mr. Treasurer, if I now have the floor to vote, to call the roll call.
All right. Yes, go ahead.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
No.
Marisol Bilma?
No.
Stop. Billy, my last. Rachel Brunke?
Yes.
Ninel Sotena?
Yes.
Ace Estwick? Welcome back. Ariana Gladney?
Yeah.
Jen Goodman?
No.
Nikki Hahn?
Yes.
Ian Johnston?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
No.
Chipashilo Chembe?
No.
Jack Neff?
Yes.
Brenda Martinez? I'll come back. Nancy Naparco?
No.
Robert Payne?
No extension.
Nancy Perlman?
No.
Myla Reason?
No.
Janine Roan?
Yes.
Oscar?
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman? Welcome back. Carlos Zavala?
No.
I will come back to the non-voting members. Ace Estwick, well, members who did not vote. Ace Estwick?
Abstain.
Brendan Martinez? And Harvey Wasserman? I will now count the votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in favor. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 opposed.
Motion fails.
Okay, can we get that total again?
9-4, 10 opposed, 1 abstained, 2 non-voting.
Okay, so that means we need another motion, correct, to extend the time?
Not really.
We don't?
The motion to adjourn.
No.
Okay.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes.
I'd like to move that there's an extension meeting next Sunday at 10:30 so that we can get through the agenda.
Okay, would that be considered an extension meeting or a special meeting?
Extension.
Extension meeting.
Okay. The parliamentarian notes that you need to give at least 7 days notice, and I don't think you're going to be able to get on KPFT by that time.
Point of order.
Vote to yes to the extent till 3.
Point of order.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Did you hear Jan Goodman's motion to extend to 1:50 p.m.?
No, we didn't hear it.
I'd like to second that motion.
So I'd like to amend the motion to have a different meeting to extend this meeting to 1:50 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. So did
or make it 1:55 p.m.
Do we hear a second?
Second.
Today? That's
my,
for today.
Wasn't my motion first?
It's an amendment.
No, you have to go through the motions and you can have up to 2 amendments to a motion. And first you take the second amendment, then you take the first amendment, then you go back to the original motion.
All right, then may I be recognized to amend?
Yes.
After the 1:50 mark that we have an extension meeting next Sunday, which can't, as long as it's noticed by midnight tonight, Eastern time, it will serve for the 7-day notice. So
if you vote for that motion and it gets a no, then you can have the motion to just extend it to today.
Well, I'm just trying to combine both for one vote because I can't imagine that people don't want to get through the other parts of our agenda, which is PB nominations. So.
Well, that's the problem is if people don't want to have a second. People
right now
need
we're
to
having,
know that they don't
guys,
have, that
guys,
they're not in
guys,
the
guys,
for a new meeting.
Guys, right now we're having a discussion, which is not appropriate.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Point of order.
Do we have a motion on the floor?
The motion that I've heard that was on the floor was to extend to 1:50. That was moved and seconded.
Okay, so at this point, we need to vote on this motion.
But I did a motion to amend.
I didn't hear a second.
Second. Second.
That was before. Now we're coming back after the fact. I think you should vote on Jan's motion first.
I. And
then you can make a new motion.
I seconded then.
Okay.
Sure, I yield second.
I believe that we can vote on Jan's motion to extend to 150 or 155. And then if we need to, since it was second, we'll go to the next motion to extend, have a meeting extension for next week, correct?
Yeah. That's not a motion to amend. So I am trying to do it in one vote so that everybody is on board with getting through this agenda, which is nominating PNB members, as well as all of the amendments that didn't get put are towards a vote at the beginning of the meeting, like is normally done.
Point of order, Chair. Point of order. The issue is that we must have public, you know, participation.
Comments.
Where are we going to put it? We must have it. It's not something that we can skip. That's mandatory.
When is the public comment period been announced? As a start of when?
Well, it should be already, you know, there because it would be.
Well, I'm asking you specifically in this agenda, in the announcements for all the meetings that you've made, you've designated a time for public comment. What time was that?
Mr. Parliamentarian, this is the secretary. May I have the chair for a moment? Not the chair, the floor for a moment.
Where's this?
Sure.
You know, the public comment section is stated for after the Q&A for LSB members, which is approximately 1, 2, 3, 4 sections after the election of 2025 LSB officers.
Okay, so there's not a set time?
No set specific time, but the time allotted of 15 minutes, but no set time.
Well, then I guess we need to get we need to get these officers elected, and unfortunately, there's been a lot of dilatory obstructions that have kept us from meeting our obligations.
Chair, may I be recognized, Janine, again?
That was wrong.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to move that we go straight to public comment and then have a continuation meeting next Sunday at 10:30.
I object.
Can I have a second?
Second that.
Excuse me, that is out of order. We first have to deal with the motion that's on the floor. We can't deal with two motions at the same time. So first we have to vote on whether to extend the meeting. Then we can make up, you know, we can do other things. But first we have to vote to extend the meeting.
Well, this would be a replacement, motion.
Call the question.
Yes, exactly. Let's just vote to extend it.
Well, 150 wouldn't give us public comment, so.
Call the question.
Then we put another motion.
Yes, I will say that there cannot be two motions on the floor at the same time, and
the question. When you call the question, it's no more discussion.
Exactly, and that's why I'm calling for the vote.
Secretary.
And this is on Jan.
Mr. Treasurer, may I now have the floor in order to call the vote?
What are we voting on?
Yes.
Mr. Treasurer, if I can now have the exact wording of the motion.
Was to extend the time to
150. The motion that we're voting on right now.
Go on, please.
Actually, what we should be voting on is first Janine's motion to extend the vote to 150 and meeting next week. If that fails, then we go to the motion to extend to 150.
Which is going to take us another 20 minutes.
All right.
Which is, well, let's Fred, just start.
Is that how you, is that how you read it, Fred? Motion.
It will. Watch how you guys operate.
All right.
Well, I put forward a replacement vote, which is to extend to allow for public comment at this meeting, then adjourn for a continuation meeting next Sunday at this time.
I would like to offer a substitute motion to that.
They got the question.
Point of order. That's out of order. You can't substitute a substitute.
Yeah, and
excuse me, they're only allowed two amendments to the main motion, and the main motion. So we can't take any of these other motions. My substitute motion was to, and that it was a substitute to adjourn the meeting because we had time certain. My substitute motion was to extend it 1:50. And then Janine's motion was to, extend it and then have a new date. So we can't have additional motions. So
Mr. Meeks, you can rule that Janine's motion is out of order. We can go to Jan's motion immediately.
Okay.
If that is the case, I'm calling for the vote for Jan's motion. Please take the vote.
All right. I will now call the roll call for the vote on Jan's motion. Rodrigo Argueta.
I'll pass.
Christina Avalos.
This is to extend to 1:50.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Marisol Bielma.
Nay, I believe this should be time for public comment.
It is a yes or no vote.
No.
Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Nanelle Sateno.
No.
Ace Estwick. Welcome back. Ariana Gladney. Welcome back. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
No.
Delia Jones.
Yes.
Japasha Luchembe.
Oui.
Jack Neff.
No.
Brenda Martinez. Welcome back. Nancy Naparco. Welcome back. Robert Payne.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes.
Janine Roan.
No.
Oscar, still can't say your last name. Oscar.
No, I'm sorry. I have trouble in muting. No.
Harvey Wasserman. I'll come back. Carlos Zavala.
Yes, please.
I will now come back to the individuals who have not voted. Ace Estwick. Ariana Gladney. Brenda Martinez. Nancy Naparco. Harvey Wasserman. For in favor, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 4 ayes. For nays, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 nays.
We you didn't come in.
So it passes.
I recommend you go back to your officers right now because that's what has to be done. Otherwise, that's going to be put off for a week or two before you're even going to be able to vote on officers.
Okay.
If I may have the floor for a moment, Mr. Chair.
Yes, continue.
I believe I misunderstood Rodrigo Argueta as abstaining when he meant to pass. May I now recall on him and check out the vote once more?
I said no.
No.
Okay, thank you.
You count the vote once more to double check. For 4 in ayes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. For nays, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And we have 5 who did not vote.
Motion okay. passes.
So it passes. Let's move on.
Mr. Chair, can I make a motion that, can I move something?
Who is in charge now? Are you in charge, Stephen?
Yes. Yes. Right now, where we are at this point is, the four people that were nominated, if they wanted to say something just very briefly.
Yes, please.
I want to make a motion.
There's not time for motions. This what? Is not time for motions. You guys are out of order.
Yes.
No, please.
No motion.
May I please? I haven't. I'm trying to be recognized. Might I be recognized?
Oh, it's out of order. This is out of order, Chair.
If it has to do with.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. Okay, please, Stephen. I'd like to make a suggestion, and that is that we move forward and complete the nominations for offices and then move directly to public comment because people have been waiting for a long time and we are required to allow for public comment during the meeting. So
I second that.
So I would like to suggest that we quickly get through the nominations
for the public comment. We got it. I don't think that was a motion.
No.
Suggestion. Okay. So, the first candidate that I mentioned, if you want to say something, and then we will go to Jack Neff, Tatanka, and Nikki Hung. That's for vice chair of the local station board. Someone has their hand raised. If none of the candidates want to say anything, I think we can move on to the next position.
I want to say something.
Okay.
Okay, my name is Nel Centeno, and I just want to say that I do think that it's important to give the people the chance to learn in this process, just like at some point you got the chance to learn from this. So I want to encourage everybody to participate and to be more involved and to actively take a role in, besides what we already doing in this board. But it is very important. There's a lot of things coming next year and we all need to be on the same page, everybody. So please I really encourage everybody to participate as much as you can, involve in good faith and also keep mine open. And I will be very proud if I'm chosen to be one. I'm an immigrant and I'm Salvadoran. I love this radio. So of course I want to represent my people too. Thank you.
Okay. The next person, Jack.
If I'm selected vice chair, I will, timely and diligently, perform all the duties and, step in responsibly, if the chair becomes unavailable for any reason. Vote for me, Jack Neff, vice chair, co-chair, vice chair of the KPFK LSB. Thank you.
Okay. Tatanka?
In the interest of time, no comment.
Nikki?
Same. I spoke earlier, so thank you.
Okay, we'll go to the next position. Can the secretary tell me what the next position is?
Treasurer.
Okay.
Make it secretary so that you can continue chairing and then hand it over for treasurer.
Understood.
Okay. Are there any nominations for secretary? Does anyone have their hand raised?
They've got Jen Goodman, Ian Johnson, and Ruth. I can't remember.
First one, Jen Goodman, then Ian Johnson, then Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
And then Myla. I don't know if that's her hand still up or it's.
Okay.
Actually, Jen is up and Rodrigo and Myla.
Okay. So remember, everyone, this is for the position of secretary. Okay. Go ahead.
Jen.
Whoever's first. Jen.
I nominate Lee Thorpe. He's done an incredible good job as beginning. And, of course, we like it that he's a younger man. And I think he would be a great continuation secretary. It takes a little while to get up to speed, and he's doing that very well. Thank you.
Rodrigo.
Yes, the actual secretary, I would, you know, if he can continue, it's good. Can he state his name, you know, exactly, because same thing, you know, sometimes happening with the Spanish. It's difficult to pronounce the exact name. Can you tell me, you know, it's, you know, the right way to say his name?
The present secretary's name is Lee Thorpe.
Lee Thorpe.
Lee. L-E-E Thorpe. T-H-O-R-P-E.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Lee Thorpe. Okay. Sorry, you know, I like the way that you do things. Thank you. I concur.
Okay. Next person.
That's it. Myla.
I was going to nominate Lee. So I guess I'll just second that nomination. And I'm really grateful that someone's willing to do the very hard work of being the secretary for this unruly group. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no more nominations, I do see a hand raised. I'm not sure who it is.
No, there are no hands raised.
Okay. So how many candidates were nominated and did they all accept?
There was one nominated, which was me, and I will graciously accept the several nominations that I received.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to say anything else in regards
to In the interest of time, I am just going to graciously accept and leave it there.
Okay, thank you. We will now
pass it back to the chair so we can nominate you.
Which position?
The one you're currently occupying.
Oh, the treasurer?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to nominations for treasurer.
You gotta pass it back to Tatanka. You're gonna be nominated. You're the victim.
Okay. I pass this baton back to Tatanka.
Thank you. And nominations are open for treasurer.
Wait a second.
You have to be recognized. We're learning behavior here. And you're second up. Jan Goodman is first and then Jack and then Myla.
I nominate Stephen Meeks. And hopefully he will be able to function better as, finance, as treasurer. As we get more information from the finance office, which we have not been getting this recent period of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jack, you're up.
I nominate Michael Novick as treasurer for KPFK. Is there a second?
You don't need a second. You just need to be accepted. Michael, you need to accept or not?
I accept.
Okay. Myla Reason.
Yeah, again, I got scooped by somebody else. I was going to nominate Stephen Meeks to carry on. Thank you.
You want to hear from these people?
Okay, now where are we? How do we proceed now, Fred?
You ask Stephen to speak, and you ask, I forgot the other guy's name.
Michael. Okay.
Michael to speak, and then we're done.
Okay, Stephen, you have something to say?
Yes, I have to say that I declined that nomination. I just can't keep going through this. I'm sorry. I hope someone else is nominated that certainly wants to take their time to do this. Sorry.
I don't blame you. So, Michael, does this speak now?
Yeah, this is Michael Novick. I have served previously as the treasurer of the LSB. I served on the National Finance Committee for 2 years as treasurer and also as a director at one point. I was actually briefly the chair of the National Finance Committee when the chair left. Brian Edward Seeger was chairing the committee, but he left to take a fellowship. And I believe that it's very, very important to have financial transparency in Pacifica. And I think that the National Finance Committee and the National Financial Information has not been made available soon enough. and widely enough, I would serve on the National Finance Committee to push that process forward and make sure that we get accurate and complete financials, including the agent payables and other aspects of the finances that have not been made clear. In addition, I understand that the local station board eliminated the finance committee. I think that was an error. If I'm elected as chair,
pretty sure your time is up.
I would convene an advisory committee, including members of the public who have financial acumen to participate in helping us to understand and fulfill the responsibility to review the actuals every quarter.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Jan Goodman.
I have recognizing Jan, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Since the other person that I nominated declined, I would like to nominate David Adelson, who has been chair of the PNB, chair of the local station board, and many other items, and many other positions, and is extremely knowledgeable about KPFK and Pacifica.
Is he in attendance today?
He was. I don't know if he still is. And if not, I can call him up and find out if he will accept.
He must be present in order to accept or not.
You don't have to be actually present.
You don't have to be present. He didn't know. Okay. Well, I'll
call him right now and we can... Since we're going to move on, why don't we immediately move on to public comment, since we have the nominations for all the officers and we're going to vote by email. I put his name in. If he declines, we can just not have his name on there.
Okay. So do it. Let's open for public comment at this time. And
I want to thank you for the opportunity to be of assistance today. I agreed to take, 2 hours and it's been, and I have my grandkids here, so I'm out of here. You guys, good luck.
Okay. Thank you, Fred.
Bye. Here, can I be recognized? This is Janine.
There's Jan, Betty, Margo. Oh.
Jan's spoken.
My hand is a legacy hand at this point.
Oh, okay.
I would like to extend the meeting to include a full 30 minutes of public comment, which is required.
Actually, it's not required.
No, it actually is not required, that much I know, but I do want to give 15 minutes right now, so we're extending our time to that 15 minutes to accommodate it.
Without objection.
Okay. We're going to Betty Davis and the, let's see, I don't have it in front of me. Stephen, what do we have? We have, first time through, 90 seconds and second time 60. Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Yes.
Hey. All right. Can you, Stephen, be timekeeper for that?
Point of information, Chair.
Do we have a timekeeper?
Point of information, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Nancy Stack.
Okay. My point of information is, isn't it true that we can make the time less for people so we can have more people comment in the short time that we have, so that maybe have 60 seconds each. There are so many people here that want to comment.
Generally, to my knowledge, that is with public meetings. I'm not sure if it's considered a public meetings, and I don't know what the bylaws are.
The chair is Tatanka at this point.
Yes. So yeah, let's give 60 seconds so we can get as many people as possible. And Sheila, I do see your hand up, since you maybe can't make the thing work out. I'll get you up after those that are up. Okay, let's get started on this. And who is our timekeeper?
If I may speak, Sheila had her hand up before I did. So I'm willing to come after Sheila, if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
No, thank you.
And who's timekeeping this? Are you up? Or Nikki, or can somebody do the timekeeping?
Oh, God.
Okay, I can timekeep. It's 90 seconds and then 30 seconds. Thank you,
Nikki.
Okay.
Okay. So who was the first person up?
I'm yielding to Sheila because I know her hand was up before mine. She's raising it. She couldn't put it in.
Okay, that's Margot, or is that who we're talking
about? This is Betty who's talking.
Okay, go ahead.
Betty is first. Betty Davis.
Your time. Go ahead, speak.
I said I wanted to yield to Sheila because when I raised my hand, I know her hand was ahead of mine, and I know she has some issues raised.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead, Sheila.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Is it 60 seconds or 90 seconds?
It's 60 seconds. Okay. First time. Betty, Sheila, go
thank
ahead.
Thank you. First
were
of
we
all,
talking Sheila Goldner or Sheila Hamanaka?
Hamanaka.
I know, but Sheila Goldner had her
Hamanaka.
First of all.
Sheila Goldman had to leave. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Sheila Hamanaka. Excuse me, please.
Oh,
may I
okay.
go ahead?
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome to the new board members. First of all, Fernando Velasquez, presente, and Lawrence Reyes, presente. Thank you for the land back acknowledgement. It's very important. I would also like to add to that air back. And as part of that, it's urgent that KPFK reinstate Michael Novick as the interim general manager. Michael worked like a dog for 2 years. He and the volunteers he brought in saved the network $500,000 through their work. And he brought on unrecognized, marginalized community voices to the air, such as Creative Frontlines, Indigenous
Anti-Extractivist
Programming, and Be a Better Relative, Indigenous Land Back and Water Protectors, who also
time
to the missing and murdered Indigenous women. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Margo, you're up.
Yes, I want to say that it's really important and vital that we have it required that there be always a fully revealing treasurer's report at all times with every single financial decision and any single income, all fully revealed to us, the local sponsors who pay the money and who we need to have that as a requirement that we be but we need to know every detail and where it comes from, etc., so that we can keep things from happening. Like, oh, we have to sell the building, but we must be having a full revelation of financial. There was no treasurer's report today, you know, unless it was printed somewhere and I didn't see it. But this is very required. I've asked for this for a long time because every single group I've
ever been
in, we've had, even the Girl Scouts. You reported every month, every time there was a meeting, this is how much money we have. And then people could involve themselves in the discussion. Like,
did
I am a board.
Did you hear that, Margo?
To give a certain amount of-
did you hear that? Okay. That, Margo? Okay. Thank you. I don't know what happened there. Elizabeth, you're up. And then Monique.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, hi. I want to call attention to something that's been happening at KPFA. I was suspended from the KPFA LSB, me and Steve Zeltzer were. And I think it's really important for you guys to realize that there was false accusations of assault made against both me and Steve regarding an employee of KPFA. I'm not going to name anybody, don't worry. And also, I'm very concerned that the KPFK has introduced this parliamentarian, which I'd like to see the credentials for, because that person has behaved in a very non-ethical way with regard to this particular case of this so-called ethics committee that was not formally voted on. He also, we had an unelected. The main problem is that if you are able to suspend your members with just a majority vote for the remainder of their term, that's going to be, that's a political purge. That's what it is. It's called a political purge and it has no place in Pacifica.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Monique, you're up.
I have a couple questions before you start my time.
Point of order.
We don't have point of orders here. We're hearing people.
Nancy Lawrence should be on the stack, please.
Yes, Nancy Lawrence should be on the staff.
Okay. And next up, we have...
I think Monique was going.
Yes, I was. Someone took my hand down.
Okay, go ahead, Monique.
Well, your before hand you start my down. Time, Nikki, I'm sorry, is it 60 or 90 seconds?
I was told 60 seconds.
Okay, because then I heard somebody say 90 seconds.
Yeah, well, in the interest of getting everybody on, we're doing 60 seconds.
I would like 90 if it's possible. I don't see that many people. I've been here 2 hours.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's about 10 people, which would, we'll see. If there's more time at the end, I'll put you on first. Go ahead, Michael.
I know that you can't say people's names, but what about party names? Is that against the rules as well?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. You can start my time. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
My name is Monique Lukens. I was in radio, professionally for 10 years in Atlantic City. I have 3 degrees, including an MFA in theater and a math degree. So, I'm here because one of the people that is volunteering for you has brought to my attention the following. So you tell me, the New Day Group, are they Democratic affiliated, and did they stage a takeover of the station in order to censor critical content? Because that's not what KPFK is known for. I volunteered for all of you for 10 years. Now, there's an executive director who won't be mentioned who fired another person, the GM, and the program director, and placed them with New Day people. Now, Rebel Alliance News.
That's your 60 seconds. Thank you. Michael, and then Anthony, and then Rachel, and then Eleanor, and then Chris, and then I'll update them as we go.
Yeah. I want to call people's attention to the fact that the person being appointed to head the FCC intends to eliminate the non-commercial educational licensing for stations like Pacifica. And that H.R. 9495 that was adopted by the House and will probably take effect in the new administration specifically gives the Secretary of the Treasury the power to eliminate the tax-exempt status of nonprofits like Pacifica on the claims they support terrorism. And that in the face of those challenges, we need to be engaged with the communities that are more directly under attack, even than the media are. The role of the media is to offer a voice to those communities that struggle and to take the offensive against these kind of fascistic measures. And I think that it's incumbent upon the local station board to take those responsibilities seriously, including the responsibility of raising sufficient money for the station to operate. So I think that you're not fulfilling your responsibilities by eliminating the finance committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Anthony, then Rachel.
I am Bella DeSoto. I have been waiting.
Start my time now, please.
Okay. And I hear you, Bella.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm Anthony Fest. I'm a program producer and a former news host at KPFA, but I was born and raised in Southern California, Whittier to be exact. I'm here to say I am appalled at the dismissal of Michael Novick as interim general manager at KPFK. It's been KPFK that I looked to as the example of how to do good progressive community radio in today's media environment. And that formula is innovation in programming. It's the only way Pacifica is going to reverse its decline and become relevant again. That's exactly what Michael was doing. And yet he was pushed out. Now, if someone says, oh, it wasn't about the programming, then why are the programs he introduced being deleted?
10 seconds.
I've been at Pacifica for 30 years, and I've never seen such an egregious example of moving backward when we need to move forward. So reinstate Michael Novick. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Bella, go ahead, and then Rachel, and then Eleanor.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information, excuse me, Bella, Nancy Lawrence is on the stack.
Oh, okay, Nancy, and then...
Yeah, Nancy, let Nancy go before me, please.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, Nancy. You need to unmute, Nancy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I want to see Michael Novak reinstated. He was working with Rebel Alliance News. You know, they were having their problems like we all do. And he was trying to solve these internal problems. And then there was a coup d'etat where they kicked him out right after the great town hall meeting we had. We got to get him back. Our country's going through a terrible time. The world's going through a terrible time. I don't like what's happening with the programming. They're repeating the morning's program, in the evening that they play Democracy Now and Letters and Politics, which are good programs, but you don't need to repeat the same programs. So bring Michael Novak back and let's bring local news back and let's try to solve the problems here.
10 seconds.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Thank you, Nancy. Bella and then Eleanor and then Chris.
Okay. Thank you. Tatanka, I need to express the following. You need to be disqualified as to be nominated as chair or vice chair, as you have exhibited incompetence at the level of chair. Beyond that, there have been many violations committed in this board today, and you continue to enforce rules and regulations to further impinge upon the membership to express and of the free expression of free speech. And this station, this network, is becoming very difficult to deal with as Michael Novak has been removed. Also, Rebel Alliance News, the only locally produced volunteer with youth news segment at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. What is happening here cannot be tolerated, and everything is controlled by one person. And you purposely are trying to sidestep all the motions as you did last month because.
Thank you, Bella. Okay. Eleanor and then Chris and then Kirby and then Hunter and then Dan and then Betty and then Elizabeth and Nancy. Okay. We'll get through everybody one time. Eleanor, go ahead.
I agree that Michael Novak needs to be brought back. And Elizabeth Miles and Rodrigo. And we need a proper parliamentarian, John Tatum, not Dodsworth. And we need to be gearing up to face Pacifica possibly being shut down by actions of the Trump administration. We have to be on guard against that. So I am adding my voice to things that other people have already said, but this is something that many people came to this meeting and suffered through this incredibly long meeting in order to be able to talk.
10 seconds.
Because we all want to add our voices what's happened to Michael and to Elizabeth. It's outrageous.
Thank you very much. We're almost to 15 minutes. I'm going to extend till everybody who hasn't spoken can have a talk. Go ahead, Chris.
Or I'm sorry to talk. Is it possible Chris, for someone else to be timekeeper? Is there anyone else?
For me?
Is there anyone else who can be timekeeper for this next?
Sure.
I can try if two.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Be the time.
60 seconds.
Thank you, Nikki. Yeah, 60 seconds with a 10-second warning. Thanks.
Understood.
Nikki. Okay, Chris.
Thank you very much. This is Chris and Kathy Venn. We're part of San Pedro Neighbors for Peace and Justice and longtime supporters of KPFK. We really appreciated the work that Michael Novak did, and we're mystified as to why he is no longer a station manager. We rely on KPFK, this wonderful station, and we've brought up our family with KPFK, and please bring Michael Novick back or explain what the controversy is. It's very mysterious. Thank you so much to all of you for all your hard work.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, W. Kirby, Washington.
Thank you very much. First, okay. I want to echo the sentiments about returning Michael Novick to the GM position. So if you don't know me, I've listened to the station since the mid-80s. I donated to the station regularly when I was gainfully employed in the 90s, and I'm a graduate of the 2016 KPFK School of Broadcasting. And also, I'm one of the original co-producers for the latest version of a labor show on KPFK, Working Voices. I just want to let everybody know, if you don't know, there is no workplace, there's no organization, there's no institution in America that is automatically free from racism. There's no filter in the door at Cahuenga that when you walk in, boom, you're clear, you're good, you don't have to worry about it or think about it. The organizations in America that do better with civil rights and DEI, they have to work at it. So my question is, what is KPFK's DEI plan?
10-second warning.
Thank you very much. What's the workflow at KPFK and for Pacifica? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hunter, you're up, and then Betty Davis.
Thank you. Hi, I've been...
Oh, Dan, yes. Sorry, didn't see you, Dan. Go ahead, Hunter. Sorry.
No problem. Thank you. I've been co-hosting 6 p.m. KPFK Rebel Alliance News for over a year, interviewing people, contributing content. The show was recently taken off the air, censored. Looks like a conflict of interest from New Day. I'm told there's two board members that are delegates or were delegates to the Democrat Party. Looks like a conflict of interest. There's two show. Well, there's a 9 a.m. Monday through Friday show, which has broken tax-exempt rules saying vote Democrat, vote for Kamala. That's illegal, 9 a.m. for tax-exempt organization. We have not done that. The 6 p.m. Rebel Alliance News looks like conflict of interest there with Big Pharma, because we've criticized Big Pharma.
10-second warning.
So I'd like this addressed. There could be legal action. The new DOJ would be interested in investigating this because of the censorship and conflict of interest with the Democrats.
Thank you, Hunter. Good job. Dan McCrory.
I'm Dan McCrory, appearing here in my capacity as chair of KPFK's Community Advisory Board. We've received phone calls, posts on Facebook, and emails asking about the abrupt changes in programming. I try to explain the urgency and the efforts by Maggie and Gary to staunch the bleeding that threatens our continued existence. But you can only do so much tinkering before your actions cause the opposite effect that you intended. That's why I've appointed Sylvester Rivers, longtime programmer and volunteer, to advise leadership before future decisions are made, to help weigh the pros and cons and strike that balance we need. Sly is there to help you make those tough decisions. And barring scheduling conflicts, I can also be counted on to offer advice and counsel. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. I believe we're hearing from community and not from LSB people now. And I believe we've heard from everyone once. And we're over another time period. So that'll be it for this time.
Rachel Barr has been trying to speak. She doesn't have her hand up, but she's in the chat. She keeps saying she wants to speak. Rachel Barr.
What about Betty Davis?
We need to get back to – is there somebody who didn't speak?
I didn't speak. I yielded to Sheila. And Rachel is going to raise her hand.
Yeah, go ahead, Betty.
I just want to remind everybody that for some of us, who really have been following you for some time with admiration, the loss of Brother Novick and Elizabeth and company and those programs are devastating. And I want to remind you, perhaps there was a reason why the First Amendment dealt with free speech. And this is coming from people who were slavers, elitists, and everything else. But even they recognized the importance of, you know, the right to free speech. And within that concept of free speech, it was everybody's free speech. So I really hope we can have Michael and company and the programs that were removed. And again, I want to speak up that Rachel's been having issues. She put it in the chat with regard to raising her hand. And I thank you guys for letting me share your family news today.
Okay, thank you, Betty. All the other people, I believe, all the community people have been heard from. Now, our meeting is over, and Rick, no, yes, Rick.
Jan Goodman, I'd like to nominate Christina Avalos as treasurer.
Thank you. That's the part we had to cover, and then I'll get to you, Rick.
Thank you.
May I speak, please?
Did you hear the nomination of Christina?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Acknowledged and confirmed.
Chair, that's out of order.
This is not to nominate anything.
Jan has the floor. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jan.
Wow. I was not able to confirm that David Adelson was willing to be treasurer, so I would like to nominate Christina Avalos, and this is part of the
meeting. Chair, this is out of order.
Our meeting
is no, it's not out of order. Thank you.
We're past this. We're on to public comment.
Thank you.
We're in public comment.
No, public comment is over. Public comment is over. We heard everybody once. We went over time.
63
the meeting. 155.
Let's vote for a new chair.
Point of personal
155. Meeting's done.
Point of personal privilege.
Christine, do you accept?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you want to say anything?
Why are you doing this during public comment?
The public comment section is over. It went over time as it is.
Mr. Chair, if I may have the floor for a moment, please.
You know what? This was an experiment in having a meeting, not using the mute button. And you're
no,
really
no.
confused.
So, I was muted.
All right. Thank you, Christina. It will be
comments from your meetings.
Rick, go ahead. You have the floor now. You're next.
Thank you. Thank you, LSB board members. I believe I'm a community member now. What I want to offer is that I have experience in public relations and in presentation and packaging. And I think that one of the keys for KPFK to become strong again, to become known, is to present itself better, especially now. And I suggest things, and I'd like to work with whoever wants to work with me in this process. I would like to see KPFK refer to itself as resistance radio. A lot of people are going to be out there who are going to want to find ways to resist what's going to be coming down. And I think if we can couch ourselves in that way, that will help. Another thing is that KPFK has such a diverse patchwork kind of a format that people don't understand why that is. I think KPFK could very easily say, we are a station that's committed to reflect our entire community. Therefore, we have LGBTQ, we have African American, we have blah, 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 different kinds of community programming on, and explain these things in little drop-ins and little promos for the station. I think this is critical to getting the station recognized and bringing people back, because KPFK is something that no other station has. I'd like to be involved and help with this. If other people want to, or if there's a committee or some staff people that want to work with me, KPFK, rickcooper@gmail.com. Thank you so much. And to Tom, thank you, brother.
Thank you. I do believe we have gone over our time certain. I want to call on one of our co-hosts, Myla. Did you have something to say before we go?
Motion.
Excuse me. We were over before the nomination.
President, point of order.
All right.
Or excuse me, we are past time certain.
Rachel
voted on that.
Eleanor, you're from New York, please. We're past
time. Why is Myla allowed to speak right now without being
because
recognized?
Because I was recognized. I was recognized. I have the floor.
It's not recognized, but Myla is.
I have the floor, and I move to adjourn.
Okay.
I oppose the motion to adjourn.
We're past time certain.
I want to hear Rachel Barr's comment. Public comment was closed prior to the last speaker.
Chair, may I have the recognition to speak?
Okay. No. I am, we are.
Second the motion to adjourn, Jan Goodman.
Nope.
No, Jan Goodman.
Mr. Chair, you are having severe connectivity issues, and I think he has disconnected.
It is now way past December 2024. Learned a lot this time, and we will get better. At what we do. Thank you, everybody, for participating, and we'll see you next meeting.
You're a puppet.
The worst.